Freak Radio.
Motherfucking cunt, lick, ball, sucker, bitch, head, ass, fuck, faggot, cuddler, fucking non-condom wearing, AIDS infested, piece of shit, bitch. This is Jenny Blowjob and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Now fuck my thing.
Yeah. My microphone works. Hello, welcome to the show, everybody. It is a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in New York, and no one does radio on Sundays except for us. Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show. I'm Kieran, that's Rock.
Hi! Can you hear me?
You know what? I'm going to go back through how many shows we've done. I don't know, 500 or so.
Sure.
And I'm going to cut out every time I introduce Rock. Because it's like, yeah! Every week, you know, some sound.
So obscure noise.
You can't just say hello, people.
No!
I know.
You just do hello.
That's you. You're the guy. You're the hype man. You're the Flavor Flav.
I'm the Flavor Flav. You're just boring.
Heidi, one of our friends.
Yeah.
Joining us in the studio today, along with Club Jelly Simon, the tallest guy we know.
Mickey Dolenz.
Mickey Dolenz. You know.
Nice guy.
Word of love. It's a beautiful day. It's St. Patty's Day. Well, the day before it's St. Patty's Day.
It's Palm Sunday.
St. Patty's Eve.
It's like 100 days before Christmas or something. I don't know. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunkle hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-566. Okay, we'll take a break. Come back. More lunaticradio.com show right after this. No? Longest radio.
We should.
Longest intro of our brief radio career was today. How many minutes was that? That was about 4 or 5 minutes of intro stuff.
It was good. I thought to get ready. You know?
It's like we wanted to go to battle.
I felt the Valkyries descending upon us.
I felt like I was in Apocalypse Now. I was ready to go to battle. Mm-hmm. Talk
really?
About the war.
Get all hyped
we should
up?
Start the first segment today talking about the war in Iraq.
Really? Should we do that?
All right. I don't know. That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Because I was listening to that attack music.
But you wouldn't really do that, though.
Mm-hmm. What is it called? The Ride of the
Ride of the Valkyrie.
What's a Valkyrie?
By
Wagner.
Like
they're the women on horseback that swoop down and pick up the souls of dead Norsemen in battle and take them up to heaven.
Yes,
where they just eat and drink for the rest of their days. And
that was actually Wagner was Hitler's favorite composer.
By the way, can we talk about Wagner for a second? It's spelled Wagner. Can we just get over that, please?
You're really stuck on that.
It fucking pisses me off. W A G N E R. That's his name.
Yeah. Wagner.
Wagner.
No, Wagner.
How is that fucking Wagner?
If
it's Wagner, spell it with a fucking V.
It's just the Germanic pronunciation.
Right. And if you ever took a sociology class, they insist upon saying Carl Weber instead of Weber.
Who are these fucking pompous assholes?
Well, you know what it is?
What fucking time was this from?
It's the same as the people that you go and you're talking to somebody and you're like, oh, I had a mozzarella sandwich. And they're like, no, it's mozzarella.
But it's not.
Right.
You know,
but it's not.
The same, like, yeah, if you're in Italy or if you're speaking Italian, mozzarella is incorrect. But
even
you're in America, it's mozzarella unless you want it.
Mozzarella.
Yeah.
No. Because even in Italy, they pronounce the A at the end.
It's dumb.
That's like a Jersey WOP thing to do.
They mangle every other word in the English language, but when it comes to the names of cheeses and sausages, they have to police it.
They'll say nuclear and larynx, but you have to say rigotte.
It's prosciutto. It's spelled Wagner, but pronounced Wagner.
Wagner.
Why? Why is it then? Why is it? Why?
Cause.
It's Wagner, fucko. Annoys me. Well, it's like my name.
You're offending me right now.
It's like me fucking saying, hey, my name is spelled K-I-E-R-A-N, but it's pronounced fucking Bob. You know what I mean?
That would be cool.
It's odd. It just doesn't work.
Can I call you Bob?
Yeah. Lots to do on today's radio program.
No.
It's St. Patty's Day, right?
No.
Tomorrow. It's Palm Sunday today.
What's Palm Sunday all about?
That's when Jesus rode into Jerusalem, I think it was, and the people laid the palms down on the ground for his mule to walk on. I mean, his donkey.
His donkey, right.
His ass.
His ass. Not his cock.
I was thinking cock all the way, by the way, on that one.
Always are.
Always thinking about cock.
Well, once you say mule.
So you're saying people put their palms on Jesus' donkey?
They took palms down from the trees and laid them down on the street for Jesus' donkey to tread upon.
You're so smart,
Heidi.
I know a little.
It's St. Patty's Day, so we're drinking Yingling. What? What are we drinking today on the show?
But that's America's oldest brewery.
Yingling?
Yingling, yeah.
Yingling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lager. And it's America's oldest beer, right? Where's it from? Pennsylvania?
It's the oldest brewery, it says. But it says is officially recognized as, which leads me to believe that there's somebody that's like arguing that, no, really, I am, and they just didn't get that certification.
Without a doubt.
Right. So I hope all you Irish assholes out there are having fun on St. Patty's Day. No one cares about the holiday, so don't even fucking...
drink your green beer.
The irony is we're talking about St. Patty's Day on a Sunday, and then the podcast will probably be up on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it's not even like the hangover.
No, in the way I have been lately.
It's true.
Fridays.
Here's a little Irish music for you.
Everybody's smiling as they march in the parade. There's something that they're drinking, and it isn't lemonade. Whether you are black or white or even old and gray, everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. It's a festival to celebrate the coming of the spring. And even if it's freezing, you can't feel a thing. There's a million Irish...
I've had enough.
Yeah, we done.
Me
yeah.
too.
Everybody's discussing St. Patty's Day.
Is everybody fucking Irish on St. Patty's Day? I don't think so.
No.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah,
a couple years ago, I had to be at work at St. Patty's Day, and at very early. So I got off the train at 7:30 in the morning to go to work, and there's already vomit in the street from outside of a bar.
Good times.
Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. When's that parade? Tomorrow in the city?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. Y'all gonna go?
No. Gonna work.
Have you ever been?
No. I've been at a bar a couple blocks when the parade walked by. That's about as close as I ever have gotten to it.
Uh-huh. Who's Irish here? You're German.
About 5%.
You're tall. And you're what?
What am I?
Chopping.
He's Rigolt.
All right, you're a
gabagool.
You're a gabagool.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. You are so Irish.
Hi, you said it first, right?
Yeah, but the way you said it is just retarded. Gabagool.
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 Am I pronouncing gabagool wrong?
Yeah. Adorable.
sounds like a turkey with Down syndrome.
Gabagool. See, like, this is like one of those guys that say, no, it's Wagner.
Yeah.
No, it's gabagool.
Are you still recovering from your Lexi Love interview last week?
Oh, absolutely.
Will you slap the microphone with your dick?
I can't believe I missed that.
Oh, I'm glad I did.
Josh and I were sitting here looking the other way. And Rocket's sitting.
That was a Kodak moment for sure.
In the studio with his pants down, smacking a microphone with his ball bag.
Damn it.
Yeah, That's radio first.
I'm going to rub my cheek on that mic later.
Nice.
I'm not saying we were breaking ground with that segment, but it was... I don't think any other radio show wanted to attempt that.
It was
that.
A low. It definitely was a low for the show.
And we have a porn star on the line going, I can't hear it. Smack it again.
I want to hear the zipper.
So you...
I added her as a friend, too, on MySpace.
Oh, of course you did.
And how so, much...
sad.
Let me ask
so
an honest
sad.
Question. Show ended at 8 o'clock. You know, you guys probably went out to the diner. You got home.
Yeah.
How soon after walking in your house did you jack?
3 minutes. I literally dropped everything. Jacket flew off. Turned on my computer. That was it.
Which movie
Living
of
my
hers,
moments with Lexi, huh?
Which movie of hers did you pull up?
Did you try to like
Naughty America is one of the like
or did you
office.
Pull like your homemade montage of scenes?
Lexi
I
Love
the director's cut that I made.
Lexi Love is full blown beaver though.
Not in the Naughty America videos. That's why it kind of threw me off when she was talking about that last week because she's shaved in the video. Maybe she just
she's retro.
Maybe on her off camera she's natural, you know. But on camera she's.
I think off camera she has full taint foliage.
Maybe.
Full taint foliage?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
That's a hairy pussy right
I'm,
there.
I'm totally thinking. Gets. That's cool, though, man. Keep it real, you know what I mean?
Keep it real.
So I don't
mind as long as it's trimmed. I don't think just like free flowing nonsense everywhere is.
Yeah, I gotta
obscure.
I have to keep it trimmed. I can't deal with that full bush.
Rocket was very excited last week.
Absolutely, she is adorable.
I'd bang her out too, but it's your chick, so.
That's right. They're all mine. I got dibs on all of them before you do.
Is that against the code?
No, no. What happened to Kate?
Kate who?
Old news.
Ooh, wow.
Kate Ooh. Nothing.
C-list porn star.
Ow, wait, ow. Oh, I would do right. That's a little...
But I'm going to get shot by Brent.
Maybe.
Is that why you moved studios?
Yeah. We're going to do a lot of stuff on today's show. A lot of wacky news. Obviously, we'll talk about Elliot Spitzer and his hooker.
Dirty, dirty dirtbag.
He was...
No, it's understandable, you know. His wife's a spitzer, not a swallower. Of course he's going to look elsewhere.
Yeah. He gave her the old... He had to pay for the old strong cone.
Ooh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The old...
I guess that's what we're going to call it now. Once you get fucked over by a hooker, you're going to be...
The old strong cone?
You're going to be spitzered.
No, do us a favor. Don't ever do that.
What, he did the...
No, but you know what? No.
I'm a guest host.
Yeah, exactly.
The bar is much lower for me.
Fucked over by a hooker?
Yeah, when you get fucked over by a hooker. When the hooker's like, hey, yeah, I'm going to call your wife and tell her that...
She didn't sell him out.
No, it's not like...
There was a whole ring that... She didn't even know he's the governor.
Well, yeah, I'm saying in general.
Supposedly.
Yeah, whatever. Let's not get technical about it.
But we'll get there.
All right, let's play the intro again.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elliot Spitzer. Big fucking news.
I need to get pumped up.
And the,
hear some Wagner.
And the chick is pretty hot, right?
Well, you know what? I looked at her MySpace page, the first few photos that broke. I was like, all right, she's actually pretty attractive. You know, like, she's got a little bit big of nose, but it's some personality.
Mm-hmm.
But the latest spread... on her in the post.
Yeah.
She definitely looks like a whore.
Oh, really?
You know, like, no, she's got that, like, cracked out look, the stringy hair.
Oh, see, my feeling was, I thought that the default picture that she had up that, like, that was, like, black and white, it looked photoshopped or whatever. It was, like, all washed out. She looked weird. She had, like, a big, long-ass nose in that and, like, weird looking. But then the other pictures were much better, except the one where she's holding up her two fingers, like, looking back over her shoulder, and she's got her stubby fingernails painted brown or whatever. She's got sausage fingers.
Well, it's not sausage fingers. They're just really muscular from jacking off guys professionally.
Is that
what
it is?
If you gave 8 to 10 hand jobs a night, Heidi, you would definitely get some grip
thicken
muscles
up a little
going.
Bit. Get some mitts on me.
I mean, look at Kieran's left hand, you know?
It's my right hand.
Makes sense.
How do you know? Here she is in the New York Post and all the pictures. Here we go. Anybody, take a look.
Let me see.
She looks pretty like, hot. I don't know. She's worth...
here, whore-ish here.
Yeah, and you know what? Like,
she's not.
Was he spending?
I would not pay this much money for a girl that looked like this.
She's a real girl. She doesn't look like.
No, these look
beyond.
Fake.
No, I'm saying she doesn't look like beyond hot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm
no,
not that
she's
impressed.
Not beyond hot, but she's. She's hot enough. I'm sure she's well kempt.
The best pictures were the
tops.
Webcam pictures where she's smiling and her teeth are like super, super white.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the best pictures.
Now, what the hell is what is her name? I don't know her name.
Her name is Ashley.
That's her real name, Ashley Dupree.
She went by Alexandria. Kristen. Kristen was her whore name.
Kristen was her whore name. What's the Nina Vedda? What is that?
Maybe, what is that?
Is
that's
Ashley,
like her
is
MySpace
that her,
username.
Well, no, her MySpace says that Ashley Alexandra whatever.
No, but if you go, her URL is like myspace.com/ Nina Vedda.
Nina Vedda,
like
now is
maybe
that,
that's her.
Because she's a singer or
right,
something, right? She's like a
I
wannabe
guess you could
singer.
Say that. She's a singer.
She is a musician.
She's a singer slash hooker slash attention girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably a wannabe actress,
and she's a
too.
Liar, too. You know what? I think one of the lowest things is to promote yourself as being someone who's suffered hardship, and
mm-hmm.
she comes from, like, a mansion that the reason why she left home is because she wrecked her dad's Porsche or something, and he flipped out, and so she was like, fuck you, Dad, I'm leaving.
Wasn't that a scene
yeah, that's
from
a hard Bueller? Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Nina Vedda is her... singer name. Christine is her hooker
Kristen,
name.
Kristen
is her hooker name, uh-huh. And her real name is something.
Steve.
It
Joey.
Was Ashley,
Joey Hooker.
It was Ashley Youssef or you...
Ashley Alexandra Dupree.
Right.
That's
well, that's her fake name.
That's her fake name?
Yeah,
that's what's on her MySpace.
No, right. But her
MySpace always gives you the truth.
Her real name was Ashley... You something. I forget.
Gorilla Monsoon.
Y-O-U something.
Listen, it's on the driver's license.
I forget.
Nina Vetta is her MySpace. MySpace.com/Nina Vetta.
Nina Vetta could suck my cock, hey, thanks.
She's a hot...
Yeah, for $1,000.
Wow.
She's a hot little thing.
Do you think... I'm just... Oh, I can't get over the amount of money he paid for this average... Like, you could pick this chick up for 3 or 4 drinks at a... Like, you're the fucking governor of New York.
Yeah.
You know, like, and what really cracks me up is that he shipped her, basically, from New York to D.C. to have sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't get a hot-looking prostitute in our nation's capital.
To me, I gotta imagine if you're the governor of a state, you don't want to be banging a hooker in that state. Well, so you'd ship her to another state, you know, have a little rendezvous.
He was there for, like, on gubernatorial, right, like, conference or some sort of...
But not only that, he was client 9, right, of this emperor's club. So he was dealing with them specifically so that they arranged for it, I believe. Because he put, like, credits on his account or whatever so he could bang this chick.
But I just feel like she was a high-class hooker, right?
If you say so.
And here's her song. What's her name? Nina Vetta. And this is her song, Ashley Alexander Dupree, What We Want. She's a singer. Let's take a listen to this.
Let's call her another
name. Let's find out a little bit about this girl as we talk about the Elliot Spitzer fiasco.
This is
go.
Turn it right off at the really bad point.
Yeah, she's. I guess she wants to be one of these pop singers, but I heard somewhere she wanted to be a folk singer.
A folk singer?
Yeah.
No.
Well, just like prostitution, sometimes you got to do a little bit to make some money so you can do what you really love to do in life.
She wanted to be like a club singer, like a club performer.
Right. You know what she sounds like? She sounds like Ashanti. Not to like... She does sound like Ashanti.
She kind of sounds like that girl from Glen Cove.
Murder, Inc., right?
Oh, look at you.
Gangster.
I don't know.
Bonnie and Clyde, ride with me, die with me, boy. No, I'm not fucking dying with you.
Whatever.
Stank.
Got some nice cans and a nice ass.
Yeah.
She's just trying to make some money.
Get a hold of yourself. Ride with me, die with me. No, get the fuck out. I want to live.
Ride or die, bitches. Believe that.
It's like a cliche. All these songs sound the same to me. I don't know how to.
It's because the same 5 people put them out. Like, at least from the producer and writing standpoint.
Right.
Each record label has the team that puts out pop music schlock. Mm-hmm. And so they just find some bitch to sing it.
It's like that old Great Adventure karaoke fucking booth. You ever go to Great Adventure? And they have the same track and they just have fucking patrons come in and sing over the fucking same track. That's what this pop music is like. It's the same beat, and it's just a different person singing over it.
She sounds like Ashanti, but I mean, that could be Kelly Clarkson, that could be any of those.
Yeah, and every once in a while, you just throw the word boo in there, or ride or die with me. It's like the cliche fucking slang words.
The only real talent is the producer.
Yeah, right.
That's where like it all like that's why Britney Spears is so good. not that she's good, but like she gets.
But there's any
high
appeal
level
to it
producers,
at all?
Like in Toxic, that the beat itself is a very appealing thing.
I love that
Simon
song.
Got scared because he said Britney Spears was good for a second.
And then he had to backpedal.
And he threw up his arms like, I didn't mean that.
Wait. Let me qualify that statement.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to some more. This is What We Want by Ashley Alexander.
Wasn't that,
I know what she
that
wants.
That was what we just listened to. I know what you want.
Yeah, but I want to hear more.
It's
got like another... 2 minutes.
We haven't even gotten to the hook, Heidi.
My bad. The hook.
All right, yeah.
I wonder if...
Thank you.
Would you stay with me, boo? Would you defend me or do whatever I do?
She do.
Okay, better or worse?
So.
Nina Vetta or Brooke Hogan?
Well, I'd fuck Nina Vetta for free.
Yeah, there's no money involvement.
See, I always break it down to who would I rather fuck.
Brooke's not that. She's she's too Hulk Hogan in her face.
If I were like the... If I were
wait
like,
for a brother to come out of her.
If I were like the San Diego Chargers, I'd be like looking at Brooke because she could be good on the football team. Big girl, that's what I'm trying to say.
Nice girl.
She would look good. You know a girl's not hot when she looked good in shoulder pads. You know what I mean?
But if she shows helmet. Up in a tearaway tank top, then...
What about those chicks in the lingerie bowl? They have shoulder pads on. They're pretty hot. You ever see the lingerie bowl?
No.
That's why I'm not going with you on that one, because I've never seen it.
Oh, those chicks are hot. They're in there like little panties and whatnot, and they play tackle football.
If you were going to bring up the lingerie bowl, you should have shown us some video beforehand. Thanks. Great show prep.
Well, I was just...
Google that for us.
Just show.
I was trying to...
Shoulder.
I wanted to add something to the conversation.
I'm trying to participate in this little
radio thing. Here's more of Miss Dupree, the Spitzer Hooker.
Bye. Would you say Joe? If someone tried to take me from you, oh,
ain't this present? It really is a deep song.
You got what I want.
What did she just say there? What did she say?
Just words strung together.
Can't really trust you or anyone but me.
I don't know what she said right there. Hold on a second.
But it sounds like she's jumping rope to that music.
She just strung together a bunch of like cliche lines right there.
You can't be... We should make a song.
This is why these pop songs suck, because they never make any sense. They just throw boo and ride or die in there with a couple love things and I want this and you want that and... It's all fucked up.
Let's take
What's
a line from column
here?
A, a line from column B,
yeah,
and so on. And
you can't have me because you can't buy me.
The whole song is plagiarized.
It's my trademark.
Yeah, it's like copied from like 5-6 other songs.
Terrible.
Here we go.
Hey, you want to tell you something? Been around, can't tell me nothing.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, you want to tell you something?
Been around, can't tell me nothing.
Hey, you want to tell me something? I've been around, you can't tell me nothing.
That's right, she knows. She's been on the street, yo.
Yeah,
right.
She's saying, you don't tell me, because I'm going to tell you.
You can't tell me nothing.
So she's telling us
something, which is
I'm
going to
tell
nothing?
You something. You can't tell me nothing.
Yeah, hush up there, because I got something to say.
Pipe down, tough guy.
And now she says some other shit. Here we go.
See through you, wanna believe you, can't really trust you, or anyone but me.
All right. Can see through you. I can't really trust you. I can only count on somebody, and that's me.
So
pretty much,
the guy's an asshole. We get it.
Meaning she's independent.
Yeah, great.
She can't be played, yo.
Yeah, great.
Hello.
Oh, fuck yourself. I hate these chicks.
Do you think like she put this on when she was fucking Spitzer? It was like, oh, this kind of music really gets me
this
in the mood.
Yeah.
And didn't even tell him it was her.
Yeah, right. Just have it play in the background. Ah, that would be awesome.
On loop, he's like, this fucking song again? He's like, it gets me hot.
I believe this is another one by her, if you want to listen to this
great.
One.
More than
more
one. There was only one on my
now,
stage.
This
is
one's
this
called
the
follow-up single, or was this the smash hit?
Yeah, this is the next single. Move Your Body. This is
oh, great.
Ashley oh, great. Alexander Dupree.
Here comes a lyrical genius.
Is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A. Yes, this shit is bananas.
Hey, you got a good point there.
Sorry. $4,300 in my hand. You wanna take me out after the club? You gotta do it right, baby. Show me some love. Money, drugs is what I'm all about. Yeah.
Yeah. You can see for yourself. Brush up against.
So I'm just waiting for the Spitzer cocaine controversy now to like
right.
That yeah. sentence.
Sex, money, drugs.
It's what she's all about.
I love this Spitzer guy, too. I wish he didn't fucking resign.
I don't know, like, everybody is... admittedly, this is not a good thing to happen when you're the governor or any politician or just any guy in general.
Right.
But people are treating this like it's this huge... I was watching some news program today, and they're like, well, the tragedy of this incident or...
The tragedy.
Yeah, it's not a fucking tragedy. You know what the tragedy is? If the girl gets pissed off and kills his wife.
Right.
That's a tragedy.
That is a tragedy, I agree.
The fact that he, like every other guy in America...
wants a little poontang.
And he acted on it and...
But wasn't he trying to, like, fight these rings?
Yeah.
Like,
this is his investigation.
When he was the prosecutor. He went after a prostitution ring.
Right.
And this is why I think the man should stay.
It's totally unethical, though. I mean, it's obvious that he's a fucking liar.
Yeah, but he's a man. But he's a man. He needs to fucking shoot loads.
Listen,
I know where the guy's coming from.
He started this investigation. He piloted all this stuff. They caught him. That's how fucking good he ran an investigation. Is they caught him and they didn't cover it up.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy you want policing the world.
Yeah.
The world, or at least New York State.
That's all there is in the world.
That's right.
In my
That's
book.
True.
There she is.
Word. Feel what you want to feel. Numb to the touch,
deep a pulse inside. You think that maybe he'd have a greater chance? Like, a lot of it revolve around the fact that he's a family man, has three daughters. So if he was single, he got caught. I'm
sorry. He might be excused for paying for sex.
Yeah.
Because poor guy.
Yeah, right.
Couldn't needs get to him. Get laid one
right.
way or another.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's worse, that he paid for sex a few times or that he had a mistress for months and months that he actually had an emotional attachment with?
That he cheated on
his wife.
No, but I mean, okay, given the fact that he cheated on his wife, which is worse.
Oh, it's worse that he paid for it because that's illegal.
He didn't use
which I don't understand that. Why paying for sex? The people, two parties are completely cool with it. How could that possibly be illegal?
Mm.
I don't understand. Like, you know, okay, thanks. You did a great job. Here's a couple grand. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You satisfied my eating. I don't understand how that's illegal. What's illegal about prostitution?
I think it has to do more with the fact that we really don't have separation of church and state, and it's seen as, a non...
It's the oldest profession in America.
Yeah.
Prostitution.
In the
I
world.
I heard they were at the Yingling Brewery the day it opened.
This whole situation is proven. It proves that hot chicks can do anything. If
absolutely.
You're a hot fucking piece of ass, you can conquer the fucking world.
Yeah, absolutely. And she gets off scot-free, too.
Well, she, I think, isn't she, like, testifying?
Yeah,
doing all that?
Yeah.
She's getting immunity, right?
She's getting immunity. And $1 million to pose
as
and hustler.
Survivor?
And I read something in one of the papers that she could, she's already getting deals. A hustler was offering her $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Some porno producer development company, whatever, they're offering her $1 million.
And why wouldn't she go into porn now?
Absolutely.
I think she should go to the cat house.
Well, maybe that's not what she wants to do.
Right.
I mean, she did have a she was a hooker, high-priced hooker, so she was kind of behind closed doors, and she was in a business where no one would find out. You got to keep your mouth shut about everything. Maybe she doesn't want to do porno. Maybe she doesn't want to be fucking stripping at clubs around the country. I mean, there's a lot of ways, there's a lot of avenues this girl can take to make a ton of loot
now. Which is incredible.
It just proves that if you're a hot chick.
Mm-hmm. You can do anything.
That's your talent. That's your talent. Yeah. If you come out of your mom's fucking poonan in 76, once you become fucking 18 and you're hot... You got a maid.
Yeah.
That's your fucking talent. Your talent is being hot.
Yeah.
And this girl is proving that fact.
Absolutely. So you can just walk around.
The fucking governor of New York going, I gotta fuck you. And he's handling
everything to fuck you. That's you know you are the shit. Fucking governor has a wife, three kids. He's the governor of the state, and he still wants to bang you and throw everything out the window.
And here's the kicker: you don't even have to be hot because look at Monica Lewinsky. All you have to do is get close enough to a desperate man in power.
That's true. That's true.
That's all you have to do.
But I do agree with Kira's point. Like, if you're a hot chick, all you do is need to get... Because now her future is set, you know?
Right.
At least for the next 2 years.
Right. If you're a hot chick growing up,
say you're 18, you're a hot piece of ass, you can actually, it's rational to think that, hey, you know what, I'm going to fuck George Clooney one day. It's rational because it could happen.
Right. You
with a little twist and turns and a little luck, you'll be fucking or sucking George Clooney's dick at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
You can. You can't be like Joe fucking Plumber guy and rationally think that, hey, I'm going to fuck Nicole Kidman next week.
And
it's never going to happen.
And if a girl is hot enough, I can ignore any amount of stupidity from her.
Absolutely.
If she's hot enough,
it's not stupidity,
it's just
then.
Adorable.
It's an endearing quality.
Exactly.
Because you're admiring her talent, and her talent is being hot.
Exactly.
It's like Tiger Woods.
And
look,
and the more stupid shit they say, the more adorable they become. You just want to...
Then you're like, oh, she's such an innocent.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like any sports hero. You don't care about their personality, but you they have a talent that you don't have, and you admire that.
Mm-hmm.
Like hot chicks, fucking hot chicks have it made.
Yep.
God damn it!
Yep.
And they can make shit like that, and we all fucking sit here and spin it on radio shows.
Dip it real low. Move your hips and dip it real low. Clap. Clap.
Wait, what was that? Clap.
Clap.
This girl pretty much, here's the whole point of the conversation. This girl pretty much is a hot piece of ass, right?
Yes.
She got lucky and she sucked the right dick.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's going to make millions because she's a hot piece of ass. It's the whole point. Ay, fuck. God, that can never happen to a guy. Never. Rock, you agree with me? It will never happen to a guy.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't be like a hot guy.
Actually. My ex-husband has been pulling it off for many years now, and he's in his late 30s, and he still pulls all kinds of fucking favors, and everything goes his way because he's ridiculously good looking.
He's not going to be a millionaire.
Yeah, but is he like...
He has had so many opportunities that he could have taken advantage of. And
from
he
chicks?
Keeps getting fickle and just... Yes.
Like...
He gets cars given to him. He gets just fucking...
What, from cougars?
Yeah.
He just must. He won the lottery then.
Yeah, totally. I mean, he just... But no matter what
but
he does...
But that doesn't happen on a grand scale,
wants,
though.
Any opportunity that he wants. He got some lady who was a client of the company he worked for, liked him so much, she flew him to Paris to do her landscaping.
Yeah, but it's not... That's,
and put him up in a house by himself.
I would think that's probably based on his personality and his looks.
You can be a hot chick and complete dope. That's the thing. He's got the charisma to go with the looks. You know what I mean? Like, he plays it, man. But
like
a hot chick, same thing, though.
No, you can be a hot chick and a complete dope and pretty much a mute.
That's
and
true.
You can make it in this
That's
world.
That's true. I agree.
You know? Oh. I want to know, like, there are no, like, female political people out there looking for fucking guy hookers. Are there? Is there anybody?
Check
any
out Nancy Pelosi.
That?
Maybe you could hook up with her.
I wonder if that... And I wonder if, like, all the politicians are, down in fucking Washington or something who, you know, have hookers on the side are learning a little bit from Spitzer here and how he fucked up.
Well, you got to do cash. This whole nonsense of wiring the money is just leaving so many opportunities for the money to get caught. If you're doing cash deals, there's no way. There's no way you can find
it's
out.
The same with fucking steroids and these athletes buying it.
Right.
Why would you fucking write a check to a steroid provider?
But I don't think it's over yet either. Like, you know, they still have yet to uncover who the other clients were. And
there's
at least eight
others.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we don't know if that number nine really represented eight other people.
Yeah, but probably more.
But, and then the other thing. His alias was George Fox or something like that, which was a friend. Like, you couldn't just make up a fucking name.
It was a campaign contributor.
That's all I'm friends with.
He's a politician.
Rock,
he isn't creative.
Rock, just to let you know,
about the book.
I sign your name a lot of places.
This George Fox guy was a campaign contributor, and they contact him, and they're like, they start talking to him about it, and he's like, what? Why would he do that? Like, why would he use my name?
Well, I don't know if that's who it was, but there was somebody in the... In today's paper?
Yeah.
Sorry for, like, hitting you with it.
No. I think it's in here, too.
There's something about, like, a picture of her at Ashley Dupree, a.k.a. Governor Spitzer's high-priced hooker, was a frequent party guest at Hampton's Bashes put on by hedge fund titan and Spitzer fundraiser James Chanos.
Okay.
Right.
This guy was George Fox.
And no one at the parties knew who she was. She didn't. No one knew that she was Spitzer's hooker. No one knew that.
I just can't even get over the fact that you're spending all that money and you get the same broad every time.
What is
well, he
what
obviously is... fucking...
He had a little tricked himself into loving her.
Oh, yeah, and he was with her on Mistress Day.
What's Mistress Day?
The day before Valentine's Day. That's Mistress Day.
What a scumbag. I love this fucking game.
What does tutela valui mean? That's what she's got tattooed on her abdomen.
No, we should Google that.
I
shit.
Suck cock.
What is it? Tutela valui?
T-U-T-E-L-A V-A-L...
It's probably our website.
What does it say?
.com.
Yeah, right.
And then she's got a butterfly next to that.
If you're hot shit, get your URL tattooed on your tummy.
There you go.
Your tramp stamp should be your MySpace.
That's what I'm going to do. Open up a hooker biz and have all my fucking chicks tattooed a website on their tummy. So as the guy's blowing his goo.
I guess it's Latin. Maybe
he knows where to go to re-sign up for another tryst.
I don't know. It just sounded cool.
Maybe it's Latin for the total package.
Here's audio of...
It's probably going to be like, I like butterflies.
Yeah.
Because that's what all hot idiot girls have.
Right.
Here's audio of Spitzer resigning. Here we go.
Over the course of my public life, I have insisted, I believe correctly, that people, regardless of their position or power, take responsibility for their conduct. I can and will ask no less of myself. For this reason, I am resigning from the office of governor. At Lieutenant Governor Patterson's request, the resignation will be effective Monday, March 17, a date that he believes will permit an orderly transition. I go forward with the belief, as others have said, that as human beings, our greatest glory consists not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. As I leave public life, I will first do what I need to do to help and heal myself and my family. Then I will try once again outside of...
I gotta imagine the whole time he's reading his fucking statement, he's going, fuck, god damn it, you know? Just going, fuck, now I can't bang the fucking hot chick anymore. Damn it.
Who cares about the governor title?
Politics to serve the common good and to move toward the ideals and solutions which I believe can build a future of hope and opportunity for us and for our children. I hope all of New York will join my prayers for my friend David Patterson as he embarks on his new mission and public once again for the privilege of service. Thank you very much.
There he is. Governor Spitzer taking a bow out.
It's weird. There's no like real, with that tattoo, there's really no...
There's no translation.
But someone's saying that...
Good like a translator.
It's roughly, by protection, was I safe? That's what seems like people seem to be leaning towards. Or the other one was...
Now it's right above her vag, right?
Well, of course, if you're a hooker, you got to use condoms and like...
Yeah, that makes sense,
actually. You need protection
actually.
To be safe.
It's saying like, Tutela is being protected and... Valea, which isn't directly that word, but because there's no real, they're not really sure. From what I'm reading here, is I am strong, so it's something to that.
Oh, okay.
Being protected, I am strong. Is she referring to?
Well, at least we all know who Governor Spitzer is. Because if you caught me on an off day and asked me who the governor of New York was, I probably would have said fucking Pataki. Because I forgot that this guy was governor. I really did. I didn't know what this guy was. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, neither. Did
she. Oh, He never got any like write-ups. Ink.
The one thing I hated, we had the Belmont Racetrack here, and they wanted to do a complete overhaul, add casinos, and he turned it all fucking down. It would have brought so much money to Nassau County and revitalized that whole area. And he turned it down.
Well, he had the thing.
No real reason. It was all positives across the board. He's like, nah, we don't need to do
that. He was also big on that immigrant driver license.
Yeah, that was his big thing. I heard about that in the debates. Yeah.
I'd rather have the blind dude.
I was actually like, prior to his election, I was like primed for him. I was thinking he was a good governor. He's kind of like that no-nonsense, I'm in for change, not the establishment kind of thing. But then he got up to Albany, and he really just... made it his job to piss everybody off. Yeah. And Albany politics are very, very partisan, very like, if I've been here longer than you, you're fucking listening to me. You know, like, and it's just, he just basically slapped everybody in the face, and then both sides, I think, kind of just were like, listen, we're not doing anything to make you look good now. And so they just dug in their heels, and his governorship was probably going to be pretty ineffectual versus the amount of promise and promise in both what he promised and his potential. And so, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing he's gone.
It absolutely
now nothing. Now we got a blind black guy.
Just say the word. Say the word cunt. Just say it.
Cunt.
Thank you. Now people are interested again.
So listen, you gotta.
All right, play the opening. Grasp people's attention with that opening.
No, I'm just saying our listeners, they need curse words.
You know what? I wish I had grabbed the audio of, but I'll just say it anyway. Chris Raggy on, I think it's Channel 2, CBS News. Mm-hmm. You know that guy? Can't stand him. Super Tuesday, when the whole election thing was going on, and they were like, it was like nonstop news coverage of, you know, the polls and votes are coming in. And they're talking, him and his hot co-anchor, and he says, all right, let's just dumb it down for the people at home.
Oh.
He actually said, let's dumb it down for the people
at
home.
That's so bad.
Like, you couldn't possibly dumb yourself down any more than you already are, because he has absolutely nothing to say at all.
That is
other than what he reads off the paper. Because when he's done reading, he looks down like he's really introspective. And he goes, yeah.
Now, since Governor
probably,
Spitzer...
right on the page he was reading from, like in parentheses, look down, mumble.
Yeah, exactly.
That's terrible.
Exactly. Yeah,
right.
What is the new governor's name now? The
David Patterson.
Yeah. Now, he's black and he's blind.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a pinball wizard.
He's a pinball...
There has to be a twist.
Thank God someone got that.
Explain it, because I don't know.
Tommy. The who? The musical?
That deaf, dumb, and blind kid who plays a mean pinball.
Ah, right, the Who, right? The song.
You got it.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
I got no idea, Karen.
We have a winner.
He's a blind guy, huh?
Yes.
There you go, Karen. Just keep going.
He's got that goofy eye, kind of wanders off towards the
middle. I'm just thinking, he's a blind guy. I don't know, if I was blind, I wouldn't want to be in, like, some sort of high office.
Why? Why not?
Because it's...
They're handicapable, Karen. Handicapable.
It's just too easy for somebody to assassinate me.
You
like, he's blind.
He's
a governor. Nobody's going to assassinate him.
I know, but just take it another step. Say you were a blind guy and, I don't know, you had ambition of being the president of the United States.
Yes.
There will never be, this is what I'm saying, there will never be a blind president of the United States.
Why?
Because it's too easy to assassinate
him.
John Kennedy walk him out in the middle of a traffic.
You.
What?
John Kennedy.
JFK, fuck, right?
Yeah.
He just had a brain fart.
No, because I lost him. Like, what?
Go, what?
Yeah, like, he could probably kick your ass. He seemed like a healthy guy. I mean, obviously, I don't know his real stats, but at the time he was president, and he was dead.
How much could he bench?
No, yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not.
That
that's
wasn't
what I'm saying.
Channel special.
Well, look, Ronald Reagan didn't see the bullet coming either.
Like, we have an election now with a woman and a black guy, right? Running for president. Now that's pretty remarkable if one of them becomes, the president of the United States. Do you think the United States is ready for a fucking blind president?
Why not?
Why not?
No, we're not.
No, we wouldn't.
Because it's too easy to assassinate.
What?
Oh, that means we can't. That's the reason why.
Like a deaf guy.
That's something now we got to consider when electing a president.
Any president is 100% reliable upon the Secret Service.
They'll never elect a blind president. Like this guy, the governor of the new governor of the state of New York. This is the highest he could ever go. I hope he doesn't have ambitions of becoming the president, because it will never happen. Because it's too easy to assassinate.
That makes no sense.
They can fucking walk the guy out into fucking high traffic and just be like, oh fuck, you got hit by a car. He slipped. You know what I mean? It's easy to assassinate a blind guy.
I agree.
Because you don't see it.
You don't see it.
You think JFK saw it coming? From the tower? You think he saw it coming?
Yeah, but anybody with any disability. I know we had a couple presidents in wheelchairs, right?
Well, FDR was
back in the old
days. Came in the wheelchair.
Yeah, the old
that will never happen again.
Stop.
Never happen again.
Assassination.
It's too hard to get him out of the way of the bullets.
You're ridiculous. You are so ridiculous.
People got to agree with me on this one.
No.
I'm with you.
And I am not.
Thank you.
We would.
And you know what, too? I'm just doing it just to be funny,
guys. He would never become the president because they're not going to
print the presidential daily brief in Braille. Or put
they're not going to give him policy on tape.
It's
to
so much extra
to.
Work.
The guy was a genius, a political genius. Now we can't have him because, you know.
He's blind.
Take a shot.
Of course.
It makes
it's
no
a
sense.
Good reason.
They asked this guy. If he,
stick to internet radio.
They go ahead, asked Heidi. This guy, David Patterson, if he had any experience with prostitutes, and he said, not unless you count the lobbyists. Wacka, wacka, wacka.
See, if he could see, he'd have a better sense of humor.
I actually thought you were going to say, oh, I never saw a hooker. Whack, whack, cause,
what if this guy does, like, a bang-up job in as governor? Let's say he's just, like, phenomenal. Like, just revitalizes the state, makes it, you know, fantastic.
He should be satisfied with that job and know that he'll never be elected president or try to seek higher office because it won't happen.
Maybe he could go work for the Helen Keller. Because
the Secret Service doesn't want to be like, the people in Washington are not going to be like, all right, now we got to fucking change everything to Braille for this motherfucker. We got to get more guys on the Secret Service fucking unit because we're going to have to get him out of the way. He's not going to see the fucking bullets coming.
Like
some asshole can run up to this guy with a gun pointing at his head. He won't even see.
Oh, because there's no Secret Service guys around.
I'm just saying, Rock.
Now, what are you saying?
I'm saying that America will never fucking hire a person with a disability.
Yeah, like a terrorist could put a bomb in his seeing eye dog and just totally wipe him out.
Exactly.
Right?
There you go.
He'd get the blind vote, I'll tell you that much.
He'd get the blind vote.
If they could see which lever to pull.
Yeah.
The same thing with the deaf person.
What?
What if we... Let's say Obama gets elected president.
Yeah.
And then we find out he's farsighted, right? So he
he's not blind. He's not
can't
blind.
See things with
you could get glasses for that.
It's not blind. Yeah, you can have that corrected. You can't correct blindness.
He's legally blind. He's not fully blind.
Blind is blind, Rock.
Shut up.
If you're labeled like blind, you're blind.
You have legally no validity in what you're saying. Oh, because
yes,
you get shot. Because realistically, anyone can get shot at any point, at any time,
like anything
for any reason.
Exactly. And like, I think
of
it was,
course, but it's easier.
Guns.
It's easier to shoot a blind guy because he doesn't see it coming.
There's a fucking scope that you could shoot.
Why is he so defensive
because
with blind people?
It makes
people.
No sense. There's a scope
silly.
For
are
guns.
Are you banging a blind girl?
Let's continue.
You are.
There's scopes. There's sight.
Is she really
for fucking guns that you can, but you can peg someone off from like thousands of feet away. Nowhere near. You know, could be completely out of nowhere. Nowhere near. It could be anyone could get shot at any time. But because he's blind,
to play
because he couldn't dodge the bullet.
To play a little devil's advocate.
That's what you're saying. Oh, because he's not fucking Neo.
He doesn't see it coming.
Because he's not the fucking Matrix.
It's harder to protect a blind guy.
But you know what? They say when you're blind, all your other senses are heightened.
That's right.
So maybe you could hear the bullet and like go.
Yeah. You want your president to be fucking the Matrix.
Him.
That's what you want.
And not only that, I don't think he's totally blind. He's legally blind.
Blurry bullet as opposed to...
America will never elect somebody with a disability. Not in this day and age.
I hope so.
And it's harder to protect a person with a disability.
Well, FDR had polio.
But didn't he get it?
But then
I
again,
wouldn't say olden days. It's not like it was
that's the
fucking,
olden days. It's not like
it's not
today.
Like George Washington.
It's not like today, though. That's like a whole fucking other era.
There were
really
there were more disabled people back then because like
polio
struck everybody in a wheelchair.
And back then, they didn't have fucking live coverage of what's going on in Washington in 24 hours. In a 24 hour news.
Right. Now it's very important that a president runs.
Right.
Because you got to watch them run.
Right. That's why they call it the presidential race.
Duh.
I don't know how we got on this. I think I just went off on a tangent.
No. That was a good... You're allowed to go... Don't do it again. You can go on tangents. It's a talk show. Relax.
Oh, I love Rocket because every once in a while he'll play radio critic as
really
we're doing
serious.
The radio show.
Well, no, you're the one who's critiquing it. I don't mean to get off on the tangent. Who cares? You can go on a tangent. You're allowed to. Shut up.
He's the only person that
shut up.
There was
keep
a
talking.
I'll just go off in another tangent. There was a point like I hit a sound last week in the show, and Rock was like, oh, what are you playing that for?
Oh, yeah, real good radio, Kieran.
I did that.
Yeah. You do it, like, subconsciously or something.
Yeah, you do it a lot.
You annoy me.
What are you talking about?
Let the show be.
I'm like, I don't know.
Let the show be.
I'm trying to do a radio show, Rock.
Yeah, we are.
Right, all right, enough.
No.
Elliot Spitzer's the man.
People miss when you and I argue. They like when we do that.
Yes. They can go fuck themselves. Shit.
did you say that, Kieran?
I don't need the aggravation. So we got a blind fucking governor in the state of New York, right?
It's fine.
Who's never going to...
I hope he does wonders.
Never tries to seek higher office.
I hope he does. I hope he becomes the president of the United States.
Would you give him,
I hope he becomes the first black president of the United States.
Thank you.
Would you give him, like, a senator job? You think he can handle that?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Because there's plenty of those fucking guys.
Kieran thought. It's fantastic.
There's a lot of senators.
There's a lot of those fucking guys.
What about vice president?
Oh, man. No. Just troll
what about, like,
there?
Secretary of State? Like, a high position in the cabinet?
No. No higher office for this guy.
He can't go to the White House, is what you're saying.
He's blind. That has nothing to do with him being African-American. He's blind.
But if he wasn't blind, the black would be an issue.
See, I feel kind of unsafe with this fucking blind guy as our fucking governor now.
What do you think's going to happen? What do you think? Terrorists are going to come into New York? Oh, look, they got a blind governor. And they're like, we're going to get, like, taken hostage?
Absolutely. That's what's going to
happen.
Right. That's what I'm
thinking. We're all going to be taken hostage. Everyone in New York State is going to be taken hostage now because our governor is blind.
What I'm saying is that you can go up to our new governor and hand him something. And you can tell him, hey, you know what? That's a sandwich. But it could be a bomb.
Do you really?
He can't see it. He can't see it.
Slapstick comedy.
You can go up
and
hand him a
banana peel in front of him.
You can hand him a grenade and tell him it's a fucking apple.
You're insane.
And he'll be like, okay, and he'll try to take a bite out of it.
This guy
can't see it.
Walking around randomly by himself.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You are insane. You need to get outside more, sir.
No, I don't.
You want to stay because you're afraid because of the blind.
I want my governor to see.
You're afraid to go outside now because he's blind, right? Because
yes.
The governor's blind,
right?
That's so
it's like if he ever comes out in a speech and says, I can see what's going to happen in the future. No, you can't.
It will be funny, though, when he has to sign papers and someone has to, like, guide his hands. It's over here, sir. And here's like, the exit.
Well, just think of, like, honestly.
Guy can't fucking use an ATM. Come on.
Well, yes, scary? He can. Braille there's Braille ATMs. Buttons on the ATM.
Fuck it, but not as fast as we can, because we can see.
How will they know? Well, how will I'm he just, know?
You did the look at I do.
I'm just stretching them. I don't know why I'm trying to stretch an hour of the first segment.
I know.
So
I keep
long.
Wondering. Yeah, you never go this long.
Oh, yeah,
segment.
Kieran's all about protocol.
It's ridiculous. And here we are, Radio Critic.
Because it's
every time.
Okay, because last week.
Two times.
We uploaded last week's show. And
Radio
and
Critic again.
We went out.
Three.
What? I'm explaining what happened.
Okay, go ahead.
And we went out to dinner and we were talking and you're saying, oh, last week's show, we just rambled, did nothing, did absolutely nothing.
Everybody does that.
So then I went home and listened to the opening segment. I thought it was fine. I was like, yeah, so we talked about a lot of things. There's nothing wrong with
that. That's because once you're done with the show, you start thinking about it and you're comparing it to other shows that you know went well, were good, and you're trying to think, did I follow my pattern? Did I do what I do normally to make it a good show when we get positive feedback from it? And you know, that's what you do naturally as a show host.
But the thing is, it was completely fine.
Yeah, well,
so
I'm sure
was
it was.
Putting
but,
down a segment that was completely
but
fine.
I would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's bad. It's bad.
Word up.
You always have to be trying to improve. That's
well, absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. It wasn't like I was being like, oh, don't worry about it. It was fine. Mm-hmm. You know?
All right. It's St. Patty's Day. Governor Spitzer's the man. We like his hooker.
No blind president.
He's officially
not St. Patrick's Day, and Governor Spitzer is not the man.
He's officially resigning on St. Patrick's Day. It'd be great if he, like, showed up slop.
Governor.
And little leprechauns dancing around.
Eating a green bagel. Yo, guys, I'm fucking done. Yeah.
When he resigns, you should show up with a fucking hooker.
Kristen, call me.
Call me. Exactly.
Call me. 907-864. Right, shut the fuck up, woman. You said you'd stand with me.
What was drunk. I supposed to do? You stopped putting out 17 years ago.
What's your name? What's the wife's name again? Like Silda or something like
Silda.
That?
Silda.
Ugh.
Holy crap.
Her name should be Yuck.
Three teenage daughters.
Oh, man.
17, Kieran. Right in your wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. Your wheelhouse.
Yeah, it's like a fucking 68-mile-an-hour fastball.
It's like a fungo for you. I love that.
That's soft toss.
Sure is soft toss, sir.
Yeah, damn right.
Damn
with
right.
Brand new baseballs. Say something funny, Mikey. Mink's got the flesh.
Yeah.
Back
I'm
in a
lost
minute.
Tidy.
This is former Governor Elliot Spitzer, and when I'm not listening to Lunatic Radio, I'm banging $5,000 an hour hookers.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
towards the end of the night was the really the only thing I remember of the vacation. It's clear as day. We're all walking back to the hotel because we've had enough, right? Walking back, there's a group of people walking back to the elevators at the Trop. And I'm walking with my buddy Dan, talking to Dan about whatever. I don't know what the hell we were talking about. And these girls in front of us.
It's like six or eight girls.
Yeah, six or eight girls in front of us. Right in front of us. And I'm walking, I got my head turned, whatever, talking to Dan. And these girls just stop. Like, just stop in the middle of the hallway. And I didn't see them, and I bumped into a girl. And I put my hand on her back in her thing. And I was like, hey, excuse me. And I just kept on walking past her. And she, like, made some face, apparently. Like, I didn't know. And my buddy Pat, like, was like, no. Like, she made a face like, yeah. I groped her.
Yeah.
Like, and groped her ass, like I was actually finger banging her as I was
right.
It wasn't so much that girl's face. It was the girl's friend who was right next to her. Mm-hmm. Who was just like, oh, no, you didn't look.
Right.
And when Pat saw that, and Pat literally stopped, turned around and goes, oh, no. No, you do not get that face over this.
Right, she stopped.
And it's like, the biggest fucking thing started.
Right, and it literally, I did not even feel her ass.
Right.
I put my hand on her back, and I just pushed her to the side. I didn't push her. I was just like, excuse me.
Sure.
Like when you're walking out of an elevator.
Sure, right.
You bump into somebody, that's exactly what the thing was, you know? So these girls just start going off on me. Like I'm like a rapist.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
And so it was like, so how many
of
them?
Black
like,
chicks?
No, white chicks.
Wow. And one little Asian girl who had the biggest attitude out of all of them.
Yeah.
She got right in Kieran's face.
Like, yeah, right in my face. So, like, it started into, like, an argument with people. And we were just like, calm the fuck down. I just bumped into you. What's the big fucking deal? And unfortunately, they were going to the elevator, too. So it just...
It just kept on going.
Yeah, it was just going. And they wouldn't let it go at all.
And the girl that got bumped into is trying to let everything go. She's like, all right, it was just, you know, we stopped, okay, blah, blah, blah.
So you would think that would end it, but yeah, the bitches.
You know, right. Fucking, you know, I believe my buddy Dan was like, yeah, you're a bitch. This bitch, that. We're just like, relax.
Yeah.
Go home.
And they're like, bitch, whatever. Like, that hurts our feelings. Right. Blah, blah, blah.
And nothing's getting through to you. They wouldn't let it go.
Right.
Wouldn't let it go.
Meanwhile, the girl that you did this to, well, you didn't do much.
She wants to go to a room.
Exactly.
Right. So, you know, I'm just, the entire time, I'm just walking ahead. Yeah, I'm just in a way. I'm like, I'll calm the fuck down. Saying, I'm like, yeah, relax. And we're going back. So we get to the corridor where the elevators are. And these girls just fucking hype up, man. They're fucking still going at it. And we're trying to, like, hey, we're just going to go home. We want to go back. It's late night. Let's forget about it. Nothing happened. You're overreacting. And they're just not getting the fucking hint.
No.
It's like 15 minutes into this fucking bullshit argument.
Yeah, and
about something that didn't even happen.
And they don't even have anything to say. They just take what we're saying and say back sarcastically.
Yeah.
Right.
And at this, there's no reasoning with these girls.
Right.
And so I start getting mad. So I'm sitting over in the corner waiting for the elevator, away from everybody, pretty much. Just waiting for the fucking elevator.
Just wanted to go.
I'm getting pissed because these girls are just yelling insults and shit like that. And I got a little thought in my head. I was like, you know what, fellas? Take some cover because I'm throwing a C-bomb. And I believe my words were, why don't you shut the hell up, you cunt?
You level the playing field.
Honestly, for you, I've never done that. You should have seen the scattering of chicks.
It was like you could tell that the mood had just changed.
Sure, right.
Because, I mean, they went from, bitch, hey, what do you call it, bitches, blah, blah, blah.
To violence.
To just, like, they were furious.
Oh, my God, the C word. They didn't like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Dude, it was funny. Even my friends, like Dan and Pat and Josh, I was looking at Pat when I said it.
Right.
His head snapped so quick to me. He was like, no, dude, you didn't just say that. And I was like, yeah, I did.
I was just laughing because I don't give a shit what you say to someone.
And even Dan had that. When Dan heard it, he was like, wow, that was harsh.
Yeah.
But then he was like, you know what? You really are a cunt.
Because they wouldn't let it go. Because they kick it in hyper gear after that.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure. So at this point, it's funny because it's like, at this point, the guys that have been arguing for Kieran, two of them have now turned against him. Going, dude, that wasn't right. You shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. And they're still, blah, 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 blah. All right, shut up. We're dealing with this. And then you go, all right, yeah, fine. You are a bunch of cunts.
Yeah.
Their elevator door opens. and pile in.
Right.
And I fucking wish that we all piled in with him to continue the argument.
Keep going with it.
But instead, we pushed the button, and another elevator opened up almost immediately.
And we're right across each other. Like, yeah, they're in their elevator, we're on our elevator, looking at each other. At this point. And we're screaming as the elevator doors are fucking closing. They're yelling, we're yelling. It was fucking ridiculous.
And I was hoping that the doors would open up and they'd be on the exact same floor as us so we could continue it.
I mean, it really, I don't even have to say this because it's such a non-issue or whatever, but that cunt was so warranted. So warranted.
Yeah.
They deserve to be called cunts because they took something that was just completely nothing.
And an accident.
Yeah, it was an accident. And they're the ones that caused it. Yeah. I bumped into her. I was in.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio. These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, LunaticRadio.com show. Kia Rock.
That's right!
Heidi.
Simon Heidi, who, by the way, is wearing her LunaticRadio.com shirt she bought off of Cafe Press.
And my boobs are booming.
Boobs are booming. Right. As I divert my head.
Look away.
Looking at nothing on the computer monitor. Yeah.
Don't look directly into my boobs.
Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody.
Yeah, and it's funny you mentioned Cafe Press, because you can get shirts like the one that Heidi's wearing at lunaticradio.com/swag, S-W-A-G.
Word can I get sweatshirts, too?
Sweatshirts, yeah. Hoodies, zip-up hoodies.
Any clothing.
Spent an hour talking about Ellie Spitzer and his new hooker there. Nina, his former hooker. Nina Vanetta.
Kristen or
Ashley. Rocket's on her MySpace page now. Checking out. It's kind of funny because how many fucking views does it have now?
Wow!
8,856,960.
Holy Christmas.
Views of Ashley Alexander Dupree's MySpace page.
The now, New York Times linked straight to it.
What were the views on, let's say, I don't know, a day before story broke?
Less than an hour from MySpace page.
Absolutely. She is the hot commodity across America. How many guys are just thinking of this chick and what it's like to bang her? All because she banged some fucking geeky-looking governor from the state of New York. I love it. If you're a hot chick, you have it fucking made. God,
I like that
damn.
Her one statement was, she doesn't want to be seen as a monster. What does she not get? The only thing that she's seen as is a whore.
Oh, no, a hot chick. Guys are not looking at Miss Ashley as a whore.
Okay.
They're looking at her.
So she's seen as two things.
I'm looking at her as a
whore.
Hot whore.
Maybe girls. Now you can give us that perspective. You can speak for the chicks, Heidi.
Yeah.
What, girls look at her as a whore?
I don't condemn her as a whore, but I certainly think of her as a whore because she
is. Wait. You don't condemn her for selling her body.
No.
But you condemn him for buying her body?
No. I don't condemn him for doing that. All I said is it's illegal. I said it's worse that he did that because it's illegal, and him as an elected official, and I don't condemn him for engaging in prostitution, but. And I don't condemn her either, but she's a whore.
Why is she a whore?
Because that's what she is.
Give me a reason why she's a whore.
Because
same
by
reason
definition,
you're a radio show host. You host
exactly,
a radio show.
By definition, she's a whore. She gets paid for sex.
By definition, she's a whore. Okay, yeah. I'll sort of buy that.
It's a little pejorative.
But,
call her escort.
But you said hot whore. You said you see her as a whore, right?
Yeah.
Simon sees her as a whore.
I call her a prostitute.
All I'm saying
I like to keep it more,
I call her a whore because she is an escort, and you know that escorts think they're a lot better than the girls from Hookers on the Point.
Well, they are.
the Hunter's Point. The Hunter's Point.
You know,
those hotties.
They truthfully are, but they're not like they're light years better. You know, like you definitely probably know that they have this great idea of themselves as, I'm not like,
sure.
I'm an escort.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like.
Hence them being an escort and not working the streets, you know? they know that yeah. they could pull in, you know, $3,000-$4,000 for a couple hours.
But by the way, check out her quote.
They're still sucking dick for money.
Yeah.
We're looking at Ashley Alexander Dupree's MySpace. She's the hooker who banged the fucking Spitzer, governor of the state of New York. Well, former governor. And now her comment, right, or her quote on her MySpace, what destroys me strengthens me.
I think that's
it
sort of a...
It should be what doesn't destroy me strengthens yeah. me, but she's obviously a moron.
But I think that's also a play on her wacky tattoo. Because that's that kind of
yeah.
yeah so you think that's maybe that's what?
Well, yeah, because they were mentioning words like strength and
right,
destroy.
Right, right. Kind of dumb, right? Okay. What destroys me strengthens
no,
me.
What no, what doesn't destroy you, you moron.
If something destroys you,
then you're
no
done.
Long, yeah,
you rebuild.
You're over.
Just like
idiot.
Spitzer, you rebuild.
And can I just point out, Karen? It's Dupree. It's got a freaking accent. A
yeah,
over
it's like
it.
The whole fucking Wagner thing. Fuck you. It's Dupree. What?
I'm reading one of these comments.
Go.
Some, and it's in my speak language. So
my speak.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes something bad to happen for something good to happen. Real talk. I don't get that.
Oh, Later. Real talk. That's that. That's what's his name. Oh shit. Oh, Button I hate it when this happens.
No. Elion, a.k.a. Al
Let her
Gutta.
Die, let her die, let her die. Go ahead.
No, no, no.
Go ahead, let her die.
Ah! you know, Dave Chappelle did the I Want to Piss on You thing. What's his name?
R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Real talk. He did that whole, that single that he had, and through the whole thing, he's on the phone, he's rapping, he's on the phone, he's like, real talk, through the whole thing.
What the
that's
fuck?
What that's from. That's what that is. It's an
R. Kelly
reference.
Read some of the comments that people have left her
let
over
her
the
die.
Past week.
I still say, sometimes it takes something bad to happen for something good to happen. Real talk. I know something.
Real talk.
Okay. Lou writes, you're incredibly talented. Nice voice. Plus, you're gorgeous.
I like this Mr. Ron K dude on her comment.
Yeah. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Penguin gif animation.
The big fucking penguin.
Here's Lou. You are an incredible talent. Nice voice. Plus, you're gorgeous. You'll make it. She has made it. She sucked the governor's cock. She made it.
He's writing the paragraph.
It's weird. I mean, this girl is flashed on every front page of the fucking paper this week. I mean, and it's odd to see the comments people, her friends on her MySpace, it's odd to see these fucking comments about people just saying, hey, keep your head up.
Right. I love this guy, Graft. He's like, hi, Ashley, how you been? Must be rough week for you. If you have a chance, check out my new song, Soul in Your Music. I think it might hit home for you.
Yeah, I'm sure she's.
Yeah, sure.
She's checking out people's songs on MySpace.
Here's how your career
Here's
stops.
Mellow the Band. On MySpace, just showing some love,
sure.
Ashley. Keep in touch, like she's looking at that comment, going, "Okay, I gotta get these guys back. Let me comment back on their page."
When was the last time she like checked her own site?
Yeah, like when was the last time she logged on?
Wait, there was another guy.
312.
There was like Shiny. 12. There was a guy named Shiny Remix typing something. There he is, right there. He's online right now. Shiny Things. Let me and Amy G produce the remix to one of their songs. Like he's totally oblivious to the fact that she's off. You know, she sucked the governor's cock. He's just making a comment. I want to help you out with your music.
They got a quote from one of these Emperor's Club whores saying something about how guys. Try to do dangerous things sometimes. It was totally unintelligible, the quote, but
so,
what
yeah,
I could make out of it was sometimes they want to do dangerous stuff, and I have to ask them, dude, do you want the sex, man? Because I'm talking about real basic sex stuff, but dangerous. You know what I'm saying? No. Okay, sure. So what are you saying? Ass to mouth? Are you saying asphyxiation?
I think it's just condomless.
Here.
Sex.
Oh,
Rock, just
I
read
see.
Some fucking various comments. Here, how about this guy here with the gold hat and the Yankee?
That makes
oh, yeah.
sense.
Just show some love no matter what, before and after, always showing you some love. Junior, a.k.a. Salcedo, what up? What is that?
Just a country full of idiots.
Our society is
getting
awful.
Worse and worse.
Look at this guy here. I'm going to post my picture in my
most
band.
Most of her friends, I guess, that have commented on this girl's page are Thug Life guys. Or white rappers who haven't made it yet.
His nemesis, but he spells it N-Y-M-E-S. Y-S. Do
Nine
your thing,
issues.
Ash, and watch me do mines.
Yes.
Love your haters, ride the wave, dot mob. What the fuck?
Guys, more
no, that's
pictures.
The best advice she's gotten, really.
I love Vinny the Body, by the way. Vinny the Body, official MySpace designer.
Yeah, a MySpace designer. That's a good title to have.
Just showing some love and looking for some cock, pretty much, based on his fucking default picks. Because this guy, he negatived his fucking default picks so his abs will look better. Mm-hmm. Asshole.
What a faggot.
That's the guy who's trying to suck his dick like a million times a day.
Right.
It's just funny to see people commenting.
What did that girl say?
Ashley Dupree. Yeah,
here's what Amy G had to say. Look at what's happening with your music, girl. Do you know how proud I am of you and that I helped to let your light shine?
Yeah.
Bootsy misses you too. Bootsy!
Bootsy Collins.
We'll be on your side. Forever these... Oh, here comes a deep thought on MySpace. Forever these events reinforce the power of music to overcome obstacles in our lives. Come for a voice lesson / music session soon, because they're going to want you on stage now.
Right. All these self-promoting douchebags are commenting there because they know all the people are looking, and then they're going to click on their profile.
I hope she friends us, so we should just, like, fucking put, like, just spam it with shit.
Here's a Lunatic Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
We don't know you, but you're a whore. Here's our website.
Yeah, yeah. We already tried to friend her, and I believe you can write a message to a person you're trying to friend. And what we wrote was, heard you're a hooker, but we love your music. heard you are a hooker, but we love your music more. Or we love you more for your music or something. Something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, DJ Jerry, reading Ashley Dupree's MySpace comments, I am here for you, I got your back by... DJ Jerry.
Is that Hey Love or Hi Love?
I mean, like, it's weird. It's just odd. People are like, yeah, keep your head up, Ashley. Ride the wave. Ride the wave of what?
This is of the notoriety that she's getting. Hello?
Yeah, I know, but she's not she like has, a...
She's 2 months to schedule a tour, sell it out, put out a book, close. After that, she's fucking over.
Right.
No matter how successful any of those ventures are, she's not going to be a name.
She did something illegal. They're like, oh yeah, you did it. Like they're praising her.
But she's also being promoted as an artist, as a singer. So that's where she's getting.
Yeah, but these people don't realize she fucking did something illegal.
All they think
did all these people on her friends list know that she was a hooker? Did any of these people know that?
Maybe not.
No, I don't think so.
I guess not.
I think for to keep the ring, you know, I don't down low.
But you would think now that, like, if they were true friends, they'd be like, oh, my God. They would comment on her page, holy fuck, you are a hooker.
Well, Irish John slut. Irish John posted, what the fuck? I can't believe you cheated on me. I was so good to you.
That's funny. Yeah, no, she was also, like a bartender and... Like some clubs
of
in the city.
Of course she is.
Look at this fucking guy. This guy's putting Liverpool Football Club. He's got a picture of him exercising.
People are promoting their shit.
Tony from Cockney or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there a Man U post? So
wait, wait,
look
there's
at
another
guy. Look at this guy. Tall, dark, and handsome at your service. And it's a picture of him. Oh, and it's like a little glitter GIF animation nonsense.
Mr. Ron K is the most popular commenter on her page, as far as we know.
Yeah,
because he's always telling her to stay positive and have a great weekend. He sends her pictures of just smiley faces and happy Sunday. Who does that? Happy Sunday. Come on. Sunday suck.
A lot of douchebags on MySpace.
Yeah, well, she's a hooker.
Does Rich Mahogany have a post on her page?
More power to her.
Wait, she only has 2 pages of comments?
Here's a... Actually, I was
watching. I think it only displays like the last 50.
I read an article in the Village Voice that was on.
Wait, hold on a second. Look at this. Her first comment was September 24, 2007. The next one was March 12, 2008. She had one comment.
What was the first comment?
This guy, BD. Hey, you. I hope all is well. And then everything. And
how
so
prophetic.
Was like, wow.
Well,
that's a huge gap.
Howard B. on March 12th, the next comment. God bless you and may he grant you the strength and courage to ride the storm in your life. I applaud and admire your honesty. What was she honest about?
It's not really honesty when the cops come knocking at your door and say, listen, open up and tell us stuff or you're going to jail.
I have been a friend and will continue to be a friend. Fuck you, Howard B.
And so I'm going to make it a comment on your fucking MySpace page.
Yeah, where were you for the 2 years that she never got a comment on her page?
Mm-hmm.
Asshole.
Look at this fucking guy. You, the fam, is there for you. And he's got this giant picture of Gutta Fam, like an x-ray of a gun in someone's mouth.
Yeah, do gangsters know how to do the English language?
No, they don't.
Because they even type in Ebonics. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's worse because it's Ebonics meets, like, internet speak.
I have a few of those friends. I have a few of those Ebonics posting friends.
I'm sorry.
On
I just get lazy. I just want to type
right.
stuff.
That's just me. I can't spell. I'm sorry.
My pork chop fingers. It's like...
That, too.
I'm typing with my elbows. Sorry. Well, Ashy Dupree was like a video bitch. You know how like the rap songs have the hot video bitch?
Yes. Shaking their asses.
Usually it's like a black girl with a huge butt and mm-hmm. she's just shaking it in the thing. Well,
she did that?
I don't know if you guys can stand up and watch this, but I was reading an article in the Village Voice and they actually posted a link to the video
awesome.
That she appears in. And I'll play the song for the people who can they can listen to it.
Thanks for coming out, ladies and gentlemen.
And you guys can watch.
Prophetic Links Entertainment in the building, y'all.
Yes. So watch, she'll appear as the video bitch.
Yo, B-Smith, good look on this one, man.
In Prophetic Links, whatever it is.
B-Smith. Good look on this one, man.
It's like a low-budget gangster rap guy. See, there
as
she
the
is.
As the sunset over the project, strap my chest with a vest.
There she is right there.
From a loaded tech, I loaded 25 extra clips. Just last week, my chain
there
got yacked here. So on the next to flip. I'm not a killer, but I'm next to it. Cause all I got in this world is my dream and some respect to get. So if they up the stakes, believe that I'm betting it. Pressure never sweat. With money, I'm collecting it. My destiny is my dynasty. Own label, own car.
Right
yacht mansion with a winery. Sit back with the team. Enjoy the finer things. Invest in the next MC. That time will bring music.
Yeah, so there you go. She's all over the fucking video. Now, this guy, this rap guy.
This fucking guy.
With meaty arms.
This guy, this video has probably never been seen before.
Never. But now.
And now that she's the video bitch in the song there, in the video, this guy's like the hottest thing. He's probably played on Hot 97 now. All the rap stations are copping to this guy.
She looks like she was copping walking with a gangsta lean there, too. She's got her like spray on. Bond,
so fuck with block them on. The irony of this all is the clock is on, but the time is young.
He could have been fucking her
for
a give me so be it, cause my music is my life, and my life is my freedom. Music's top boss. One day I'm gonna be it, cause my dream is a vision, and tonight you're gonna see it if I pop off. Lord, forgive me so.
The video is terrible too. It's like
the worst.
It's like filmed with a home video camera.
Yeah,
but not even like the small ones, like the ones from like 83.
The music is better than hers, directly.
Though. Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's all VHS. It's all done in VHS.
Where's the rocket ran on this production value?
No, please.
Unbelievable. Well, she's the hottest sensation. Internet. Well, she's not an internet sensation.
No,
but now she has become.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
Because that's where you go to find out about people. The internet. Whether it's true or not.
Exactly.
Word them up.
She's taken me down a few notches on the internet celebrity board.
You're not a celebrity.
You're always number one.
By the way, Heidi, can we mention this?
Oh, we can mention anything.
Heidi's thinking about doing her own radio show.
Yeah,
definitely mention that. Yeah. I got some ideas.
Not only is Heidi like an occasional third micer on the radio program here, and she, formerly of the Chaos Radio Show, which is no longer,
right.
You have decided to do your own. Branch off from the Chaos.
Yeah. I haven't decided on a name yet, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure about what I'm going to call it.
When Vaginas Show. Talk, that's what I'm thinking.
No. That's misleading.
Why?
Because
vaginas don't talk.
It's not like I'm a queefer or anything.
Listen. Oh. You're not going to just get on mic and queef?
No.
That would be cool.
Yeah, of course.
I'd tune in.
Yeah.
I'd want to be in studio.
Yeah, that's Kieran's idea of structure to a radio show.
What?
At the 5 minute
2 hours
mark,
of queefing.
See, radio critic over here.
Shut up!
I got my own radio critic. I don't have to look in the Times to see if somebody's writing shit about me. I got one right here. I don't have to go to Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, at least you have to wait the next day to find out how the show did. I'll tell you right there and then, sir.
If there was a radio version of Rotten Tomatoes.
You need to give them that little button that they do when they watch the debate where they spin it up if they like it or turn it down if they don't. Right now, Rocket Approval rating at 64.
Yeah, like CNN does that little graph thing. Oh, when they do the debates, yeah. Fuck. So you're doing your own radio show?
Yeah, yeah. Thinking about doing my own radio show. I've got a few people who are chiming in saying that they want to co-host, but I think I'm going to do like a rotating co-host kind of thing. And
sign me up.
That's a good idea. Take the fucking spotlight.
Certainly going to feature, you know, all your favorites from the Lunatic Radio Show.
If you need a corporate partner, you know. Give me a holler.
Mm-hmm. And and I don't think the Heidi show is quite catchy enough.
It's the Heidi show.
How about the Heidi Heine show?
Something like that. Something cute. The Delicious show.
Ooh.
I don't know.
How about When Chicks Talk About Sucking Dick? That would be a good fucking title.
It won't mainly be about sucking dick, though. So I think, again, misleading.
Yeah, but it's but
how about When Chicks Do Things With Dick?
Keep it. How about I Have Nice Tits? Starring Heidi.
Call it Mine is Stepchildren. No?
I don't know.
So what is it going to feature? What is in your head? Because you have to have some sort of idea.
Oh, here we go.
Well, seeing as the Chaos Radio show was supposed to be like my baby.
It's fucking... Can you just get a brain tumor and die? Who was that?
That was
Siskel.
Say you're sorry. That was me.
I'll say you sorry after you die.
Well, think about what you know of me from appearing on this show and my own show, telling, you know, embarrassing, revealing stories about myself.
A lot more shit stories
would
coming.
Definitely be a feature. I don't have a lot more shit stories, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know what? I would drag that fucker on for about 2 years.
Yeah. Well,
hey, when you start a new show, those stories are new.
That's true. Well, a lot of the stories, I'm sure, will be retold, and because it'll be a whole new audience, I think. I know a lot of people that I would think I had hoped would listen to Chaos Radio Show in support of me couldn't listen to Chaos Radio Show. So, because of it, just it was a issue for them of being offended and stuff like that. And I, not that it's going to be totally white bread and non offensive, but maybe it'll be a little bit more middle of the road and less bigoted and racist.
The Clitcast. How about that?
Danny Noonan in the chat room wants us to go get the doggy collar for Heidi.
That's fine.
They want Heidi to win a doggy collar.
Well, that's
fine. Kind of hot, actually.
It is a fucking doggy idea. Collar? It hurts, though, Heidi.
Does it really?
It really does.
I really want to try it, though.
Wow.
We were actually talking on the way out here about...
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it next segment. I'll go up and get it.
Sweet.
Okay.
I wonder, because you seem to take the most pain from it, and I wondered if it was because you're like a tiny guy.
I think it probably has to do with like body mass, something.
It might. It fucking hurts. It really does hurt.
It scared me. Like, it just startled me, because you didn't really, because there's kind of like a random factor to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you start hearing the beeping.
But it's going to screw up the equipment too, right? Maybe?
That's all right. You're far enough away.
Yeah. Okay.
You just want it on. You don't give a shit about the show.
Heidi, listen to these two grown men
wrap it
bitching
around
about
boobs.
This dog collar that they'll strap on a 30-pound dog.
Can we do that?
Shock the shit out of
you. I know.
Like, no conscience.
Can we wrap it around a boob?
I was thinking that. Maybe put it around.
Wear like a strap on.
Yeah.
That would be intense.
I'll be like, yeah!
That would be great.
By the way, somebody O is hopefully saying in the chat room, maybe you should call it Shit Story time. Radio at Live at 9.
Shit Stories.
That's a possibility. I'm going to write that one down. Shit Story.
So
radio.
Heidi's got a radio program.
Coming up.
All you got to do is your little picture for your show has got to have a picture of you. And you have some sort of like provocative title to the show, and you'll be instant star. You don't have to do anything on your show. Anything else after that would be gravy.
I might just use my ass.
Just show your ass and say like Hot Chick Podcast, right. And you'll be huge. Mm-hmm. And then anything you actually do on that show will be gravy. I'm telling you, that's how the internet works.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
primarily guys who sit home and look for shit to talk about.
Right.
Well, there'll definitely be sex featured.
Sure.
There'll definitely be shit featured.
Be shit sex
on the show?
Super sexy, shitty show.
No, but, well, who knows?
You know what you should do? Is do like a show like by yourself one day.
Yeah.
And just completely just
jack off.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Have like a whole segment. 40 minutes of
I'll
just
get
jacking
my,
off.
I'll get
Kieran
my two
is the greatest
vibrators.
Executive producer ever.
You can do like...
I'll get some DP action.
How does
going?
This stuff just come to you, Kieran?
Well, I just take a vagina and boobs. Just pops in. That's all I think about, Simon.
That's very
in that order, or sometimes you think boobs and vagina.
No, it's just new.
Yeah, that's how it mixes it up.
Yeah, I did a remix. I did
remix.
A remix. Ass, vagina, boobs. Boobs, vagina, ass.
That's what I do.
All day I think about it.
Hell yeah.
And Rocket's like, I don't know, he's on steroids.
I was like, I was getting turned on by some fucking weather chick on the Weather Channel the other day. It was so bad. No idea what it was.
Taped it Stormfront.
Just looked at her and it's like, wow. Bang her in front of a blue screen. That'd be great. It's so sad. Just chicks drive me bananas.
He would.
You know what? I want to do that. I want to, you know, like with the fucking the green screen, I want to blow a load on one and see if it shows up when they do the fucking chroma key.
Why? It will. What? What an obnoxious thought. Wait a minute. It's not green, so it'll show up.
Will it show You'll up as like it. A splotch?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. That's what he wants.
Wow.
You ever see a chick like in a commercial talking and you think you kind of get angry that she's not naked and lying down?
Absolutely. Yeah. All the time.
Every day. That happens. With the weather that chick. Happens. The weather
I think
chick.
Girls should be naked. And guys,
stop talking and take your clothes off.
I wonder if I could find her.
If I had the perfect chick. World, all like the entire female race would be naked 24/7.
All of them?
Even
all,
in the winter
like
months.
Going to work, going to the deli. Everybody's
no,
naked.
No, because, I mean, do you ever... Seinfeld brought up a good point.
Deal with it.
Good naked and bad naked.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Would you really want to, like, go in and...
You're right. You got a good point. Because some girls... I like the fact that some girls can mask their hotness or fault with clothing.
Yeah. And you get desensitized. You'd get desensitized.
All right.
You know what
and I'd want to start banging
boobs
animals.
Boobs wouldn't be as exciting. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm a big fan of? Mm-hmm. It's been very popular this winter. The leggings.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Because girls will wear a skirt that they would never think of leaving the house in.
Right, like you can like basically see the bottom of their ass.
Yeah, yeah. But they put leggings on and
it's
you can wear like a long belt more than a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. True. So let's regroup. We're drinking beer. It's fucking St. Patty's Day. We've done with the Spitzer stuff, right?
Done.
We're done with
an hour and a half. I don't know.
Ashley Dupree stuff. She's a hot piece of ass. Spitzer's no longer the governor.
He was banging her in the ass with a rope around her neck.
The guy spent $80,000 on this broad. I hope she was. Her poonan probably was like gold.
Mm.
I got to imagine.
It has because why wouldn't you just want variety if you're paying for something?
Yeah,
she must have been a good
why
fuck.
Wouldn't you?
That's why everybody, all the guys around America are going, oh my God, I wonder what it's like to fucking bang this chick.
This broad.
That's why she has 8 million.
This is the broad I was seeing on the Weather Channel.
And you wanted to fuck that?
Because she was there. And she kind of had like a low cut. She's not even that hot, but it was just like, it's a chick.
Dude, you're
Sharon
fucking out
Revolting.
Of control.
I know. She's not that. She's not Heidi. Is she
what
like
was
awful?
Her name? Sharon Revolting?
Revolting. No, she does have like a broad face.
What's her name?
She's awful looking.
What's her name?
She's Sharon Resultin.
Resultin.
Wait a minute. She's
wow, that's
awful
a terrible
looking?
Name.
Wait a minute. She's not
Sharon
awful
yeah,
Resultin.
Yeah,
I would
is.
Say she's, for the Weather Channel, she's B-level.
What? I mean, I wouldn't be like, oh man, this chick is fucking hot as hell. But awful?
But you
she's
had
a Fox News, babe.
You know what? That's like if you worked with her and had to see her every day.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh yeah, she's a good-looking girl. You'd maybe fantasize.
And maybe one day you could tell she was wearing a thong.
But like to look at her once and be like, oh, I gotta mention her on the show and Google her.
By the way, just
that's
from the chat room, naked women all the time exist. It's called Africa.
Yeah, and that's not good either. Yeah. Really a whole lifetime without a bra.
Yeah,
not so good.
You get a couple good years out of you, and then it's downhill from there.
Sharon Resultin.
Fried eggs
call?
Hanging from a nail.
Email me.
All right, we'll take a break.
Are you reading? Lip plates are hot.
I shit in my hand on you, Broadcast 202. What?
What happened?
I don't
all
know
right.
what I'm talking about.
It's not 202!
I know, that's what somebody wrote, though. I didn't know what he meant.
No, he said, what?
That's what you called it the other day.
I know, somebody wrote that in the chat room, 202. Oh. I read it.
202 Loon?
What? All right, we'll take a break. I'm going to see if I can get the dog collar for Heidi.
No!
And we'll do some wacky stuff after. Can we put it around the boob?
Yeah.
Let me try it. That's not going to fuck up shit for, like, you know, if you have kids and the kids
I don't know. Maybe my heart or something? I don't think so. It should be all right.
Yeah. Fuck it.
All right. Awesome. We'll leave on that note. Back right after this.
Hello. This is Bear Grylls, and I'm in the jungle in Panama. And I just found out that 3 years ago, an American tourist came out here, and he didn't listen to Lunatic Radio, and he died. We'll be right back.
but here though, they're
Sunny Bono fucking swinging golf clubs at them.
They're starting to get planes to switch over to biodiesel. There was somewhere in Europe. They're trying to work on getting biodiesel into a plane.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Why?
Why would you turn food into fuel?
Because it's more environmentally sound.
Something that we need to eat to survive, we're going to take that and we're going to make fuel out of it.
If it helps the environment, what's the loss? It was just going to be waste anyways.
The loss is people will go hungry.
What? How will people go? It's the waste. Biodiesel is the byproducts of like frying and shit, right? And it's combined with the diesel. It's like the fry, like when you fry food and the oil left over, they add that to the diesel.
No, I don't think so.
What the fuck's biodiesel? Kieran, what's biodiesel?
So you can't even have a stance on it if you don't know what it is.
Biodiesel helps the environment.
Biodiesel is Vin Diesel's brother.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
Prove that you have a sister, throw a brick at her.
What is that, bro? Why are you so mean?
Because you will hear somebody.
He's so mean tonight.
If you throw a brick, you're going to hear somebody say, ow. That way I'll know there's somebody else in the room.
Kieran McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then You Broadcast is for you. You Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the You Broadcast Player. The You Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the You Broadcast Station Manager. The You Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to youbroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.youbroadcast.com.
And now back to the LunaticRadio.com show. We suck.
Nothing was built in the past. Now he's never to count me down.
Everybody, LunaticRadio.com show. Having fun on St. Patty's Day. Happy St. Patty's Day!
Woohoo! Top of the morning to you.
I think I'm the only Irish person in studio today. Simon, the tallest man in the world, is joining us. Heidi.
P5 full foam.
You ever play basketball?
You know what? I actually hate the fucking sport of basketball.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a fan whatsoever? Do you hate when people are like,
Yeah.
Because you're tall. You're what? How tall are you?
6'7".
6'7"?
Jeez, man.
Wow.
How many times a week does somebody come up to you and ask you if you play basketball?
It is, honestly, there's a couple big downsides to being tall.
Mm-hmm.
But that is by far the most obnoxious thing about being tall is you're on the elevator and you're... You're a tall cup of water. You know, it's somebody, some old lady saying that to you. Somebody saying you play basketball.
Tall drink of water. She wants.
And you know, like it gets to the point where it obviously, like, you know, when you hear it all the time, it pisses you off.
Yeah,
and
right.
Everybody else listening that's, you know, under 6'5" is probably just like, get over it. Whatever. I wish I was that tall or something. But it just is because you feel like fat people say that to you, and you want to say, hey, you're over 300 pounds. You ever think about being a sumo wrestler?
Right.
You know, like, that's inappropriate.
But right, right, right.
Yeah, right. But, like, you'd be surprised. And even my, like, girlfriend, been together a few years, and she's like, after about a couple year or two, she's like, you know, you are right. It is obnoxious, mm-hmm. the amount of people that just feel that since you're tall, that's a conversation starter. Yeah. But they got nothing to say to you. It's not like to open the door and break the ice. Yeah. Like somebody wants to talk to you, and that's the first thing they say, and then you segue on to something. It's the be-all, end-all of people's conversational skills.
They just want to comment on the fact that you're freakishly tall. Yeah.
And then it's not even freakishly.
That's the thing. You're not freakishly tall.
I'm at the border.
Yeah. Like, I mean, well, the 6'4 is like the cusp of being.
Fucking hair makes him freakish.
He's not freakishly tall. I mean, if he was 7 foot, I'd be talking about how fucking he's 7 foot every time I see him.
Right. But all the tall people that I know say the same thing. They, you know, that's it gets so old so fast. And it's like, please, can we not talk about how tall I am?
Right. And then there's what really annoys me are because you get it all the time. And sometimes you're like, a little bit, also it depends on who's asking you, know, if it's a cute girl, if it's an old, if it's an old person, if it, you know, like, depending also on what kind of day you've had, you'll put up with it more than others. And sometimes they're like, do you play basketball? No. And you're just like, no.
And then they're like, what a dick.
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck you. You had nothing real to say to me. Mm-hmm. You basically wanted to marvel at my genetics.
Right.
Shut the fuck up, you little short shit.
By the way, may it be chemist chiming in. Freakishly tall, nice choice of words, Heidi.
Yeah, I was trying to be a dick.
All right.
Anytime.
Cut right to the chase.
I think it's time you zap her.
By the way, we were talking about Patrick Swayze last week and how he has pancreatic cancer.
And he's a Scientologist.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
Fuck him then.
Actor Patrick Swayze has been photographed leaving a hospital where he has been treated for pancreatic cancer smoking a cigarette. He's been photographed smoking a cigarette.
So what?
I guess people are saying that's bad. Because he has pancreatic cancer.
I guess he's not a very good Scientologist.
First off, I would be smoking a joint.
Yeah, laced
with heroin.
Like, that's what when I read this story, I was like, who fucking cares? If the guy rolled out of hospital snorting fucking, like, heroin or something, I'd be cool with it. Yeah. Because he's got pancreatic cancer.
That's bad.
He doesn't have much time left. Let him do anything he wants. Literally.
Yeah.
Go out with a fucking bang. Let him fucking smoke his cigarettes. He doesn't have time left.
It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
He wants to look cool smoking a cigarette for as long as he can before he turns yellow.
But you want him to fucking try to fight this thing that everybody has died from?
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to get lung cancer on top of all that.
He doesn't have enough time to get lung cancer.
He should be doing lines of coke off like a hooker while fucking a panda. Because he can. Because he's going to be dying. Why not?
I don't know.
Is panda like renowned for good pussy or something?
No, I meant literally the
Well, it's kind of the best of both worlds. Black and white pussy.
Nice!
Good one, Simon.
Panda pussy. We learned something. That's a new terminology. Panda pussy.
Panda pussy.
I like it.
Here we go. One of the people that saw him smoking the cigarette said he didn't care who saw him.
Good. He shouldn't.
He was painful and thin and gaunt. He was.
He should have taken a shit on the sidewalk.
The actor, 55, receiving chemotherapy at Stanford University. The doctor said he's responding well to therapy. Let him smoke all the cigarettes, shoot all the heroin, bang all the hookers he wants. The guy's got fucking 3 days left. Let him do what he wants. Who cares that he's smoking a cigarette? You should be freaked out if you see the guy like working out or fucking signing up for college. You don't have much time left.
I'll bring up a good point in the chat. He says you don't get lung cancer in 5 weeks. It's true.
No, he's gonna come back as a ghost anyway.
Was that a movie reference?
Do we need
Whoopi Goldberg?
Actually,
it's Autumn Sunrise.
I'll give credit to Bill Burr. I was watching. I was listening to one of his radio programs he does on XM 202 on the weekends called Uninformed, right? And he was talking about the whole Patrick Swayze thing, kind of like we were a little bit. We were saying last week about how Patrick Swayze should just go out and do whatever he fucking can, everything that he's ever wanted to do because he doesn't have time left. Fucking Bill Burr says he should go out and try to get AIDS. See how hard it is to actually get AIDS or attract the HIV virus. I thought that was kind of funny.
It might not be that hard.
It's not bad. I bet you it's kind of hard to get AIDS.
There's a whole, I don't know if I talked about this before, but there's a whole community of gay men who are looking to get AIDS. And so they have these online communities where they post, you know, looking for like help wanted kind of ads, looking for someone to father my virus.
Why?
I've heard of this, but what is the rationale?
Because then they're, once they're in this community of HIV positive men, they can just bang indiscriminately because they have it. They all have it.
That is insane. Mm-hmm. Insane.
Yeah, it's really sick.
So go to Africa, bring a razor, and find a monkey to fuck.
Yeah, can't be that hard.
A funky to muck.
I wish you were wearing a doggy zapper. By the way, Heidi, good transition. Is that right?
My stomach just...
How's the radio critic feel about that transition I just did?
I think it was kind of nice, sir.
Thank you.
Teddy
A plus on that one. What's my rating percentage?
Rating percentage?
Yeah, on that one.
You went up. Now you're at a 0.08.
0.08 on my...
You're at a 0.02.
Radio skills.
0.08 of 300.
Heidi's wearing a doggy zapper that we featured on the program last week.
I'm going to move over.
And can I say, chicks that wear like those choke collar things, very attractive. It kind of looks like it. I like those things.
Now, we are...
I don't want to smell
but not
hair.
The doggy part.
Now, so. Heidi, move the doggy zapper, like, to the side of your neck, because I don't want you to put it on your throat. It's, like, kind of on your throat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but
leave
now,
it there.
Now it's, like, on, like, a vein or something.
Now it's on her jugular, you know?
That scared me! Like, my eyes got big. I was like, oh, here it comes!
Now, how long are you going to wear that? Just for this segment, I guess?
Yeah.
Now, we have
I wanted to try it on the boob, but I think it has to be making skin contact. So I could.
We got no problem with that. Let's
that.
Work that out. Let's see.
If I put it.
We're all adults here.
Up under the shirt.
We're all adults.
We sure are.
Not really.
Adult age.
You don't want to throw it on the boob?
I do want to throw it on the boob.
You can go into the bathroom and wrap it around that dead can of yours.
I think I could just. It's a cannon.
Tuck it inside the bra.
Tuck it inside the. This is the hottest thing
Heidi,
ever.
Heidi now is shoving the doggy zapper up her... Rocket, what do? You got like a zapper on her?
No. I think I can
I'm
just...
taking photos.
All right, there it is. Now it looks like a heart monitor. It's underneath her... Now you want me to try to zap it? It's on your boob.
On one, please.
Oh, yeah, all right. All right, the doggy zapper is on her boob. I'm going to zap her now
I'm
on her teeth.
I'm a skid.
Hit me!
Did it hit you? I'll do it again.
It's too much meat.
Don't do it on level two because that level two really hurt on my hand.
It should be hitting you now.
No.
See when you see the green indicator, and then it turns to red, that means it's zapping her.
So it's not gonna work.
So watch. All right, it's not
Boobs
zapping
have a
you
lot
whatsoever.
A lot of stuff in
all
there.
Right. Okay.
I guess you it can't make its way through that saline implant.
You know
implant.
What? Throw it on the nipple. Throw it on the nipple. Let's see what happens.
Let's stop playing games. Throw it in your drawers.
Who's driving
let's
to the hospital?
Let's get Heidi all excited now. Why is this little...
Wait.
This is arousing. Sorry, Chris.
I'm
a skid.
Wait, before we do that.
It's on her areola now.
Rocket's car or Kieran's car to the hospital?
I just want to know.
Oh, we can throw her in the bed.
I got a truck. What? Wait, what?
No. The bed of my truck. The bed of my truck.
You could throw me on the bed. That's fine.
You set this up to 8 to knock you out.
Yeah. It's on your nipple now?
It's on my nipple.
Can I do 2?
No.
Would you stop it?
Well, you didn't feel 1.
I didn't, but...
Let's work our way up.
All right. Is it on skin or is it on,
it's
like...
It's on my nipple. All right. Inside my bra.
All right. It's on your... All right. Heidi's got the...
Wait. Let me make sure the leads are actually...
All right. Get it on the nipple. And let me know if it gets, like, you know how guys get hard on...
What, if you need some help? Let me know if you need a hand there.
If I need a fluffer.
Yeah.
It is...
I could adjust
it. The leads are, like, digging into my nipple.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to try to zap her on the nipple. Here we go. I guess it got her, Rock.
No.
Are you okay?
You okay?
Suck it up, Buttercup.
You got more of that coming.
Yeah. Now put it on your vag.
Wait.
Wow.
Well, that worked.
It's like a burning sensation.
Is your really?
It feels like
your nipple looks hard.
It feels like is your heart
is
still beating?
Let
me see. Yeah.
Just in the chat room's like, walk it off, Heidi.
I'm a wreck.
Now put it in your
mouth.
Rub
some dirt in it.
Owie. Okay. Thank you.
How'd that feel?
Thank you very much.
How's the nipple doing? We got a little red right there?
Yes. I'm hard.
Nice. It's a break.
I believe I have the story of the century right here.
Oh, great.
A woman sat on toilet for 2 years.
Yes.
Who?
A mentally retarded lady. She felt safe.
Oh,
in
I
there.
Guess she can't be president either, huh, Kieran?
She didn't sit on the toilet for 2 years, but she
was in the bathroom for 2 years.
She stayed in the bathroom for
Why?
2 years.
Like her own bathroom or at a public place?
No, in her trailer.
In her trailer, her boyfriend's crib.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
In the bathroom for 2 years. Let's listen to the story. Here we go.
Some chronic diarrhea.
Terrible.
It's got to be a guy just putting up with that shit.
Something like this could happen.
It is tragic.
I was literally amazed, shocked, and shocked.
John and Sally Mock live just feet away from this mobile home.
We were shocked, and we didn't know that's where it happened.
The Mocks now know that according to the Ness County Sheriff's Department, late last month, police received a call from the owner of this mobile home saying his girlfriend needed help. When police arrived, they found a 35-year-old woman stuck on the toilet, but she wasn't tied or bound. Instead, police say she had sat on the toilet for what could have been more than a month, causing her muscles and legs to form around the seat. Investigators also believe she hadn't left the bathroom for more than 2 years.
I mean, I've never even seen a female there.
The Mocks say they see the boyfriend often.
He seems to be a real nice person. He helps our elderly neighbor all the time.
Now investigators are wondering why it took 2 years for him to help out his girlfriend.
Because she was a
called
cunt.
For help much sooner.
Because the woman was on the toilet for so long, medics had to break off the toilet seat, which was still attached to the woman, and take her to the hospital. The Mocks are happy their neighbor is now receiving medical care and say if they would have known, they would have helped.
It's disturbing that something like this could happen.
And even more so that we weren't aware of something like this,
yeah.
Where we could have done something sooner.
I just can't believe, like, because my girlfriend's in the bathroom for 40 minutes getting ready, and I'm yelling. How did he put up with her in the bathroom for 2 years?
Well, apparently she was mentally disabled. Uh-huh. She felt that was, like, her safe place.
Wow.
So that's why she was in the bathroom for two
was
years.
She what did he do? Agoraphobic?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, she was just living room
fear
phobic.
Of public places.
Mm-hmm. So did she like eat in there and stuff?
I would imagine so. She was in there for 2 years, otherwise she would be dead. Yeah,
that's true. So like when he had to take a dump, she just sat on the bathtub?
I guess, yeah. She spent 2 years
in the
bathroom.
She hung out in there with him while he was crapping.
When authorities came to pick her up, I guess this week or whatever it was, they said that she was probably on the toilet for a month.
Yeah, her skin was growing around the toilet
seat. That's insane.
Mm-hmm. I don't even understand, like, I can understand, like, she's on it for so long she can't move, like, atrophy and whatnot, mm-hmm. but, like... Like, your skin will just start to... You're not a fucking amoeba.
Well, yeah.
Like, that just wraps itself.
Like, you're really
like those, like, that 500-pound guy or 600-pound guy that was stuck on his couch?
There has... We've done a handful of stories about people spending years on couches.
Who become confused with
the AKA your
become,
listeners.
Like, this girl, her skin... Because I guess the toilet was plastic or porcelain or whatever. Her skin molded around it. But these people that sat on the couches for years, their skin actually grafted with the fabric.
Yeah.
So they actually became one with the couch.
They did a thing on Nip Tuck, basically a commentary on an actual current event where they had to like cut this woman away from the couch because her skin had...
They had to pry this chick off the toilet with a crowbar.
Is that like your first layer of epidermis that bonds with it? Or
can
does
I
it
just
get,
interject
like,
for
deep?
A moment?
Yes.
I'm going through several sensations over the last few minutes. I got real hot.
Mm-hmm.
And now my boob is ice cold. Like, I feel like my boob is made of ice.
Both or just
that?
The one?
Just the one boob.
Rocket, feel that out. See what happens.
That was like me last week, Alexi. I was getting all hot and then I freaked out.
Can I throw my beer in there?
It feels
the
hot,
beer koozie.
It feels hot, but I'm having like an icy cold sensation just on that
really?
One boob. Yeah.
Weird. Mm-hmm. Nice.
But it's actually hot.
Look at his ass.
Like looking.
That is all. I just had to add that while it was happening.
No, by the way, I have recorded.
If this gets serious, this would be great reading.
I have recorded audio from
Keep
the trailer
abreast.
Where the lady was spending 2 years in the bathroom. I have audio of the boyfriend trying to get into the bathroom.
No shit.
Bro, man, dude, bro, dude. Bro, man, dude.
What?
Anything on that one?
What's he saying?
Put the dog collar on.
Yeah.
You know,
2 years in a fucking can. How about that? That's one
insane.
Hell of a shit.
Oh, my God.
That's an Elvis Duran joke.
Jeez, maybe it was the
man.
Best.
How did her, like,
it's
not?
I
can't say shit on Z100.
Oh.
How did her, like, How come her colon just didn't descend, like, and fall out?
I'm sure she had all kinds of fucked up things.
I tell you what, that's what I want right now. I want a fucking picture of her ass.
Ew. Ew.
Does it look like a fucking toilet?
You know, if you sit on the toilet a long time, when you get up, you've got, like, those marks on the back of your legs and stuff. No?
My legs go numb after if I'm there on too long.
Yeah, if you sit too long.
Do you have that? Because you're a tall guy. Because, like, the angle at which when you're sitting on the toilet, because it's like your legs are kind of like up. They're higher, so the blood flow's kind of screwed up. Because that's what happens to me. Because
I don't.
When Simon takes this shit, he looks like a baseball catcher. Squat. No, you might as well just have a mitt.
I don't spend a lot of time. I'm not. I go in, I'm out relatively quickly.
No, I understand that.
So, I mean, I'm not on that long enough that.
Okay,
like, I'm
sitting there doing my taxes in there.
How high is your toilet? That's what we want to know.
It's probably what it is. By
a 3.5.
That's funny. I lived in a house in New Mexico that had a modified toilet. It was on a pedestal that was probably about 6 inches, like, built up underneath the actual toilet pedestal. So when I sat on the toilet, I could swing my feet.
That's so weird.
Sometimes, actually, the most common thing I find is sometimes in bar bathrooms, when they take, like, a normal-sized bathroom and make three. You know, like, just not that I shit a lot in bars, but... but when you're out in public and you're in one of those, like, kind of bathrooms, or if you're at somebody's, like, apartment, sometimes, you know, like, the wall where the toilet is shoved, my knees will butt up against. I gotta, like, sit at an angle because I just can't.
Sometimes I wonder how fat people get in and out of bathroom stalls because I can't... I'm not a big girl, but I can't get... sometimes in and out of the stall because the door comes in towards you and then the toilet's behind you and you gotta kind of like climb over the toilet to like get around the door.
Well, that's actually like why a lot of fat people just smell. I think they just defecate themselves.
All right. All right.
They have just loads in their crack.
They just shit their pants that's rather than disgusting. Have to deal with the door in the bathroom
when they take
stall.
A shit it never even makes it though. It just stays in the crack. A huge dingleberry.
You know, we were in a good place. We're talking about Heidi's boobs, and then we had to go here.
Hey, come on. Come on.
Maybe it's
come
the on. Boobs. Maybe that's the problem. Like, I'll lean up. I'll be against the door and, like, trying to pull the... I'll be against the wall, and the stall door is like... Yeah, exactly. Boom, boom, around the two boobs as I squeeze out.
You know what? I was thinking that when you were telling that story. Could it be your boobs that are getting in the way of the door?
I think it is my boobs.
You don't have a ghetto booty as well, because then it would just boom, boom, boom.
It's not that big.
Got an email. I've been listening to your show. Enjoy your show for a few months now. I am a truck driver, and I drive at night, and you guys make my job a lot better with the entertainment you provide. Downloaded every show since 2005 on iTunes, and I'm almost caught up to the present shows.
Holy shit.
Just want to say thanks for keeping me company at night, and keep up the good work.
I love that. I guess he doesn't have satellite radio.
That is Aaron C. Cantrell, the truck driver. All right, Aaron, thank you, sir.
Hell yeah, man.
Give us the old truck driver thing.
Yeah, two honks. We love you.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. But see, since he's doing a chronological order, he probably won't hear this for another like month or so.
Yeah. So, Aaron, shout out 2 years from now. I guess, right?
Yeah, right.
Happy Memorial Day.
He's listened to every show that we have on iTunes.
2005. Man.
That's nice.
That was our first show was on iTunes.
Well, he's going to catch up if he's
he's
going
to be so sad when
point.
Ronnie Beans leaves.
No,
that's awesome. There's a listener that's in the past. He's now, but he's actually in the past listening. He's listening to us months ago. It's so weird.
Keep in touch, man.
We were trying to get away from the Elliot Spitzer thing, but usually it's a weird thing that happens with this radio program. Every time somebody famous gets into trouble, like we had Coach Rich Rodriguez and who's somebody else? Somebody else. Some other famous person got into trouble, and they call in on the Drunk Hole Hotline.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, Elliot Spitzer got into trouble this week. Called in on the Drunk Hole Hotline.
You gotta be kidding me!
I didn't even know he was a listener.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Well, when you're buying hookers, you listen to the show. It just works.
Here we go.
Yes, hello. This is former Governor Elliot Spitzer.
Sounds nothing like him.
Just calling to say that I've been a long-time listener of your show and really enjoy it. You may have heard I've had a little problem over the past week. Seems that I like $5,000 an hour hookers. But did you see the tits on her on the front page of the New York Post?
Yes, we did, sir.
Pretty damn good. Let's see. Would you rather have filet mignon, such as that young whore that I was banging?
Whore?
Or...
Whore.
Chuck beef like my wife. She was a hideous-looking bitch.
No, she's not.
Sounds like an unfortunate character name.
I am Chuck Beef.
I was listening to your show last week and how Ray Ray gave Rocket his black card for a week. Well, guess what, Rocket? With that black card, that now enables you to be the new governor for the state of New York. The only catch is you have to be a blind black man. So if you can work that out, you can be the new governor for the state of New York. Hey, keep going.
Kiss the presidency goodbye, though.
This is former governor.
Apparently, Elliot Spitzer can't do jokes.
What was that?
There we go.
When you have like three comments Elliot in your joke, Spitzer, and it won't work.
And when I'm not listening to lunatic radio, I'm banging $5,000 an hour hookers.
Okay.
You,
still,
guys. You keep it up.
Wow, there's a promo.
Keep it straight. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Elliot.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye and God bless.
God bless.
So there he is, Elliot Spitzer, everybody, in his own words.
So basically he's saying, since I got a black card.
I just want to defend for a second here. Tilda, whatever her name is.
Silda.
Matilda. Mm-hmm.
Tilda.
Silda.
Shitty key on the keyboard. Yeah. Tilda.
She's age-appropriately attractive.
She's a good-looking woman.
Who, Elliot's wife?
Yeah, she is.
She's over 60? Like 50.
Oh, she's only 50?
Something, yeah. Like hovering around there, maybe 55, maybe 45.
Right. No Diane Keaton.
The Call of the Wild. You hear it?
Yeah.
What's going on upstairs?
Every once in a while, the fucking dogs, they just go bananas.
God damn.
Everybody's a critic here.
What's the radio critic think about this one, Rock?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. That Rachel chick from the Weather Channel is awful, but she's okay.
That Rachel chick's 30 years old, and she should look a lot hotter for 30.
And you're having a fantasy about banging her.
It wasn't a fantasy. It wasn't like playing out the whole thing. I'd be like, yeah.
Sure,
I was just defending her when Elliot Spitzer said she was Chuck Beef or
yeah,
whatever.
I don't think she's Chuck Beef. Come on, she's a lot better looking than Hillary Clinton.
Chuck Beef is a fantastic name. That's what I'm calling you from now on, Kieran. Chuck Beef.
I think that was Chuck D's replacement.
That's hot.
Chuck D's replacement.
By the way, just from the chat room, referring to the Elliot Spitzer drunk caller, that guy had the timing of pancreatic cancer.
He sure did.
Here we go.
He sure did.
Very funny, sir.
Yeah, it did feel like the thing went on for 5 weeks.
Authorities in Riviera Beach, Florida have approved a new ordinance which will outlaw the wearing of low-hanging pants and impose a fine up to $150 to anyone found wearing droopy pants
or
showing off bare skin.
Is that like ghetto, like pants hanging around, like big baggy shorts, or is it like just showing butt crack? Because that could really hurt the plumbing industry.
Well, anybody wearing, you know how those kids roll around? We used to do it too. Back in 95, I used to wear my flannel and my low hanging pants.
Yeah. What are you talking like hip hop? Like,
yeah, like the hip hoppers. Yeah.
It was happening when I was in high school. I graduated in 91, and that was happening in the high
school. Those guys who have like the belt buckle wrapped around the middle of their ass.
I didn't know if it was that or if it was like hot chicks that wore low-rise jeans.
Those should be allowed.
I actually, the day of my daughter's first birthday party, I was running around trying to get stuff like from the supermarket and stuff, and I was wearing a pair of cut-off shorts that were big on me, so they were hanging down a little bit. And when I came out of the supermarket, I had a note on my windshield that said, "Your underwears are showing."
Wow.
What your a underwears,
fucking loser.
Your underwears are showing.
Yeah, and how did they know your car?
They must have seen me get out of the car when I went in. And I was like, good!
You should have just mooned. You should have done a 360 moon of the parking lot.
Exactly.
Chicks should be allowed to show their underwear.
Absolutely, I agree. It should be mandatory.
Underwears.
Because men like it.
Yes.
The mayor of the town expressed his agreement with the new ordinance, saying, "We believe we're the best waterfront city. Keep your pants pulled up. People who repeatedly break the new ordinance by wearing droopy pants could face up to how many days in prison? Anybody want to guess?
30.
30.
Even prison. Prison. 60. 60 days.
It is an outrage.
What the?
Well, it'll be county jail
because we don't have anything else going.
They're
not going
to send them upstate.
Do you know how much it costs to incarcerate somebody for 60 days?
Seriously,
for wearing droopy pants.
I guess terrorism isn't that important anymore.
Yeah, no, fuck them, man. I guess
the national debt isn't a big deal anymore. Let's take on this.
Yeah, droopy pants.
You know what?
Is
I
crazy.
Think you could slug somebody, and the maximum sentence would not be 60 days.
It's absurd.
By the way,
60 days.
Rocket, you made the news today this week.
About fucking time.
Police arrest a man for lamp pole sext.
Were you banging a lamp pole? sliding it up and down.
A 32-year-old man who had simulated sex with a lamppost in the presence of a number of witnesses, including children, has been arrested.
Oh no!
For public indecency and bailed pending.
Nice.
Blah blah blah.
That is in bad taste.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's pretty much it on that one.
I'm in shock, actually.
Why are you having sex with a lamppost in public?
Why?
I wasn't. Come on,
Rock. What happened to the telephone pole? Yeah. Did you two end it?
Yeah. What happened to the stop sign?
He was getting splinters right. from the telephone pole.
Simon got the joke
pole.
Across.
No, let's go further.
Let's
with
keep
it.
Going.
Yeah, let's.
What about the yield sign?
Fuck that yield sign.
I want
She's
this
a bitch.
Bit so buried.
What about the sign that says curvy road ahead? Did you guys?
Hot!
Was that just a one-night stand?
Remember when we found him humping the speed bump?
The old detour sign.
Weren't you telling me in private the other day that you had a tryst with the HOV lane? All right. See, I buried it. See?
And buried. With the HOV.
Oh, my.
Here, let's let you know. The HOV
I saw
lane.
Rocket. I'm just saying. I saw Rocket on the HOV lane.
Come
on
that
LA.
Diamond looks just like a vagina.
Rocket was fucking Actually. Pavement. I'm just saying.
I was fucking pavement.
You were fucking pavement.
Was it a pothole or was it just...
Yeah. Kinda like...
By the way, this leads to another drunk call. Here we go.
Yay.
Hey, Lunatic Radio. Sex with furniture. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
And discuss.
Sex with furniture. Not a bad idea. I've banged the couch.
Pillows.
What?
I've banged the couch. Never banged a couch?
No. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Why?
You got a good couch, though. One that doesn't talk
like
back.
A lazy boy
a nice,
or
nice big plush couch.
Yeah, good lot of pillows.
What the fuck are you... Tell and me I got problems.
Tell me you've never banged a pillow.
No.
You're lying.
I've definitely humped a body
was,
pillow.
Was that a love seat you banged? Waka waka waka.
Why? Why? Why are you banging?
Don't forget to try the veal, folks.
Tell me, not now, but
I know not now, but still, at some point you die.
Like,
when
well, last those... year, why were you banging the couch?
Yeah, right. last Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago. No, but you know, when you're younger and you're 18, 19, whatever, 16, 15.
18, 19, he said. 18, 19. You were so
Kieran.
Weird.
Kieran.
Honey, you've never fucking shoved something up your thing that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, so
Kieran, you said 18, 19 and then backtracked to 16.
7.
you backtracked 2 years and it's still, even if you started off 16, that still would have been uncomfortably inappropriate.
I'm talking about those like extreme horny years when you're in your development.
When I was 16,
like
I masturbated with my boyfriend's drumstick.
What?
While he was out of town.
See, that's why I always wanted to be in a band.
Fucking drumstick.
Drumstick, and I also used like a mortar shell one time.
Oh my!
Was there insertion or just?
Yeah, actually, like stuck. I still have that.
Which
end?
Just off the thicker or like, the bumpy?
It's probably
end.
Like a 10-inch thing.
Oh my!
And it's got the point, and then the just the cylindrical shaft. Yeah.
I got a base at home. Can we try it?
By the way, all three of us were fixated on Heidi's
shaft motion.
Hand movement of shaft.
And the shaft.
And she was
right
explaining
there.
The shaft.
Holy crap. Tell the story
the
again.
Jackie,
slow it slower.
Yeah. Hold on. Enunciate shaft for us, please.
Shaft.
Baby born with two faces.
Oh, no.
What?
Why does this shit always happen in
no,
India?
No.
Because they've got like a billion people there. It's a law of the averages, you know?
Yeah, we got a billion people here, too.
No, we don't. We have like 250 million.
Way to go, Kieran Fact.
Ah, whatever. It's fucking a lot of people,
That's
right?
That's your defense.
No, you know,
whatever.
Also, you know why it is? Because they got a lot of really fucked up and polluted places.
Yeah,
yeah. And so all that stuff encourages genetic mutation. Mm-hmm. That's why China has a bunch of it, too. It's because there's a lot of just... lead in the water, everything that just can fuck you up,
mm-hmm.
is in high concentration in pretty much those two countries.
That'll do it.
A baby girl was born with two faces.
Is like one is one just... like tragedy and one comedy.
Oh,
one's ugly.
Man. That's cool. That was cool. That was a good joke.
Yeah, baby girl with two faces has been born in the district of blah blah blah. The child's parents describe her as a gift from God.
Oh.
But many local villagers believe that she is the reincarnation of the god Gensha or something.
That's the crazy shit over there. They have like hundreds of thousands of different gods. Right. So, like, if, like, whatever freak comes out will match up to one of them. And it's kind of like, you know, a positive little thing. They've got all the pollution, but they've got the explanations for the mutants.
She can suck two dicks at one time, this girl. Oh. She put her in a porno, Bukkake
film. Wait, no, does she have two faces?
She's a baby, Kieran.
Oh, wait, well, when she turns 18.
Oh,
but are they two people?
Different.
Yeah, like, does it have two, like...
No, it's two faces.
Two faces, one body.
But does she have two throats? Does she have...
That's what I'm assuming. It doesn't say
anything.
Do they
both talk?
You know what? I'll tell you what...
Isn't this a fucking Batman movie?
One speaks Chinese, yellow one speaks American.
I didn't read the story, but I'm sure what it is that one's probably just going to be totally inanimate. One will be, like, a dead face.
She's really two-faced.
No, it would be great if one, like, got acne and the other one didn't.
She must be a Gemini.
Crazy thing, two faces.
Gemini's aren't two
faces. Wait, does anybody?
Yes,
does
they
anybody?
Are.
Does anybody see? Does anybody see the wacky joke here? Does anybody see with the girl with two faces?
Oh, here it comes, Karen.
Does anybody see the wacky joke?
Drum roll, please, Karen. Magic. Here it comes.
You can never. You can never call this girl two faced.
I said that just 2 seconds ago. You don't pay. Get out of here. Fucking end the show.
Sorry, Rock. I'm doing no wacky.
That's all right. Da, da,
da, da, da, I gotta pay attention to Ryan.
You never did. You never will.
It's okay. You repeated something I said before, too.
Yeah. So see, he repeats
I don't listen.
No, you know, it's okay, though.
We know.
All right.
You just bubble it up and eat.
Anyway,
takes the
are
cream
we done talking
crop.
Yet so you can go on?
Yeah. Oh!
Put this
you
thing
got
in your
snippy in the past 2 minutes. What happened? First you call Gemini's Two-Face and then you tell him to count
gotta,
back.
Yeah,
put the shocker
right
back on.
Number one, please.
Are you doing it on the other boob?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Good.
It hurts so good.
Deal with it.
Yeah, suck it up.
All right.
Hot.
Doctors
sometimes
aren't sure what health
like
problems
it should,
will
it baby hurts so
unusually
good.
Conditions may create. With
well,
this.
Hold
start
on,
this
going
over.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Stop the show.
Can I just say right now, fuck you broadcast without having a webcam, because this would have been gold.
Yeah, listen, it's easy for you to say he's not getting paid, but shut the fuck up.
Here
don't
it
say
is.
Anything bad about
no,
it.
But, no, but listen, I had to come out here for an hour just to listen to the live show because I have a Mac.
This is why India's weird. This is why India's weird with these fucking bursts.
Oh, yeah.
The burst comes approximately 2 years after the birth of the girl and blah, 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 blah. The baby that was born with 8 limbs.
Oh, like the,
I saw
the spider
walker.
Chick.
No, I saw that like, she's now of the age where she can start to walk, and she's got like that little like, you know, the thing with the wheels that walkers.
Yeah,
that thing.
Wheeled walkers.
Whatever. I don't know what it's called.
Whatever.
How do you get? How do you give birth to a baby with 8 limbs?
Like, yeah, right. How does it come out?
Gently.
Owie.
God.
Does just it hope it, I just hope it went
get
head
her
first.
Porn. She could do like yeah, right. 8. Dick jacking.
Yeah, the two-faced baby and a chick with 8 limbs. Crazy porno.
They should
North
start
America
a band.
Scene right there.
Yeah. Bang the spider or some shit. Oh. I'm cold.
Get her in Spidey balls.
She would be the evil villain.
Yeah, she sure would. We'd have to throw a brick and duct tape at her.
And the other villain in the next episode would be Two-Face.
We got the Two-Face thing.
Right.
That's Batman.
Go back to it. Just to reiterate the fact that the girl had
two faces.
Kieran stole a joke from his co-host. Thank you, yes.
Imagine.
Thanks. Way to keep up, maybe.
Well, they're on a little bit of a delay, so.
Oh.
It's nevertheless true.
That hurt my nipple.
All right, we'll take a break.
We got to move on to the vagina now.
Yeah, now we got
to
answer.
Somebody's going to have to kiss it and make it better.
Oh!
Rock. I volunteer myself.
I'll bang you. You ever take a bottle?
No, I've never taken a bottle.
It's not big because it's a little dispenser for the old semen.
Think design function.
What? Wait, what?
Girls don't.
You can't get your dick in that thing. Please tell me you can't get your dick in that thing.
No. I haven't told that story before.
You fucking jizzed into a beer bottle.
No.
No.
Vitamin water.
I've banged the girl with a beer bottle.
Oh.
I've
told that story, right?
Only you would go 8 years without having sex and then use a beer bottle.
No. It was when I was having sex.
When you're getting so much sex, you didn't know what to do with yourself, so you banged her with a beer bottle?
When I was having so much sex, my dick got tired, so
you
I just
know what?
Started
that,
throwing beer
that's
bottles
God,
at the couch.
That's God punishing you. You said, I'm having too much, I need a break. Let me use the beer bottle.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back on lunaticradio.com show after this. Hanging out on St. Patty's Week.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're f-
That's lunaticradio.com /iTunes to download the show.
How about those North Korean bastards, huh?
Wow.
Well, launching missiles that blow up 45 seconds afterwards?
Yeah.
Listen, do you think they really blew up 45 seconds, or we blew it up after 45 seconds?
I don't know. Judging from the audio of the missile I have, Ronnie Beans, I think it blew up after 45 seconds.
That was funny!
Hold on, I got another one.
I'm like visioning.
Because they did launch a couple, right?
Yes, seven or something, seven or eight.
Here's another one.
That was short.
Yeah. This one, it's kind of funny how they have an American countdown.
Okay. But considering they're in North Korea.
Right.
Yeah.
But this was an actual audio of the countdown to launch.
Man, nine, eight,
is that that 10?
Send a shout out to our leadoff hitters in the room.
Yeah, Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, Dougie Fresh is in the room.
Dougie Fresh.
Yeah. So apparently North Korea was setting off fireworks.
I can imagine NORAD. They're like, never mind. Like they were getting all ready to like,
never mind. Yeah, they ain't making it.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, you know what it is? That's good North Korean craftsmanship right there.
Why did they set the missile off with a parachute attached?
Oh, like those little, like, hobby rockets?
Yeah.
Right. Never buy a car from Yugoslavians.
Yeah, there's actually...
Never buy a missile from a North Korean.
There's actually a North Korean guy throwing the missile like a javelin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just setting it off.
You talk, we listen. This is Big D from Richmond, Kentucky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer, that's PUPUPlayer.com, and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
Lunatic Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's LunaticRadio.com.
CD skip. What the fuck is going on?
God damn it.
It's the remix.
Bitch.
Goddamn computer. What up, everybody? Kieran Rock, LunaticRadio.com show. Simon joining us, Heidi.
Hi.
Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Group call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. It's 206-202-5206. Chilling out on St. Patty's week.
And
talking about Ellis Spitzer, a bunch of shit.
They already listened to that.
Bar night, by the way, will be in early May.
Yeah.
So, I heard a rumor. This could be a rocket rumor.
Could oh, be. No. Don't.
But I heard that since you guys signed a big deal with Bar Night, there'll be a few rounds on you broadcast.
Oh!
I don't know what. Oh, I heard this.
That is a rocket rumor.
Yeah, that is exactly is what rumor. It is, a rumor.
I heard Rocket's going to be giving out free bangs in the men's bathroom.
Oh, that's good. I'll be doing that's it in not the girls' bathroom.
What?
We're covering the bathrooms.
You'll be banging chicks men's? For free.
Oh, I thought, like, because you said men's bathroom, like a gay thing.
I'm not insinuating that you're going to be banging dudes. You're going to be taking chicks in there.
Oh. But his mind definitely went to the cock, though.
I know.
Well, because I was...
Interesting that you went there.
I would have went to the ladies' room to bang.
Oh, the ladies' room to bang.
Yes.
Maybe.
You guys do always have that, like, chair in there.
Yeah, what's that about?
Oh, yeah, the chair in the ladies' room. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not everyone, but
no, there is frequently a chair in the ladies' room. Mm-hmm.
And this bar night will be more accessible. It won't be in a remote location of so like no man's land.
What are you saying?
Like a wheelchair ramp?
Why? Like the chalet was in a remote location.
That was tough to get to for
it
people.
Was a nice place though.
No, chalet. I like the chalet with the whole outdoor thing.
It was a nice place, but the location and how to get there was kind of difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
If they used MapQuest, yeah, there was a problem getting there.
So we'll do the bar
and if
night
they did a lot
early
of drugs
May.
And went
good
to
time
the
to
bar
do
night.
It. We were thinking about doing it later this month, but fuck it.
Well, we might have some special. The thing is, because we might have some special guests attending.
Oh, West Coast crew.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah, fuck it.
No, don't fuck anything. No, 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 no. Stop.
Radio
critic. you blew the bitch here.
Everything's
fuck it. Everything's whatever.
Oh, I don't care.
I know you don't, and that's the problem.
You know what? It's going to deteriorate into, I don't care about breathing. Heart beating? I don't care.
The fuck? Fuck that shit.
Kier, you got AIDS.
Great. Whatever.
Not a problem.
Kier, you have a live. Hole in your face from that fucking skull.
I don't care. I got to watch American Idol.
Yes.
It's all about now. I don't live in the past. I live in the minute.
You're living life like a Swayze.
Right now, I'm living this minute to the fullest.
That's sexy.
Heidi, look, boobs, boobs, boobs. Next minute, I'll be focusing on Rocket.
Really? Just look at my boobs.
Getting hammered. I should be hammered on fucking St. Pat's Day.
Pax Day?
St. Pax
Day. St. Pax Day, you got the Packers
What's
jersey.
What's his name? St. Packers Day?
St. Packers. Yeah. Brett Favre.
It's when Brett Favre led the snakes out of Ireland, I think.
By the way, my brother,
calling?
Fat Kev, will be calling in. Oh, is that him?
That's him.
Hello, who's this?
What up?
Yo, Fat Kev.
Fat Kev.
Fat Kev.
What's going on?
So, welcome. By the way, happy St. Paddy's Day.
I know. I can't believe I'm not shit-faced.
it is tomorrow, so you got a little time to catch up.
Oh, nice. All right. So.
Got a couple things to talk about Fat Kev about. Fat Kev has, he's having a child.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mini Kev.
And you did find out it was a boy, right, Kev?
It is a boy, yes, absolutely, with a little pecker.
He's going to have the Fat Kev Pesci?
Well, don't give him the curse already, Kev. He might have a hammer. You never know.
Well, he's real little, so for him to have a little one, man, that could be a hammer.
He's had a boner already.
Lisa said he already had a boner.
Fantastic.
He had an in utero boner?
Wow.
It can happen.
So the kid had a
really?
Boner inside
Absolutely.
The womb already?
I was watching, like,
what, little kids boners?
You're hold on. Lisa, your wife just said the kid had a boner in the womb already?
Yeah, in the ultrasound, you can see like a little boner.
About that.
Unbelievable.
Little people, small boners.
He's definitely McCann. There's like five conversations going on right now, Kev.
Sorry. All right, back Kev.
Yeah. What's up, back Kev?
What have you named the kid, Kev? Tell everybody.
Our kid's name is, please don't kill me now, but it's Kieran.
Yay! That's awesome. I was hoping.
So he's going to have a small hammer.
At least it's not Wiggle.
We're using Kieran's name, my middle name, and then our last name. So Kieran John McCann.
That's your namesake.
There you go.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I know.
I'm going to groom him to be the next shock jock that I've, you know, I won't become.
That's good. My buddy Pat said, as soon as I told him the name, he goes, what is the kid going to be, gay?
Confused.
Yeah.
So it's good.
So, Kev, who did you play golf with this week?
Yeah, that was one of the best times I've ever had. I actually had a chance to play golf with Greg Maddux.
Greg Maddux.
Was,
believe that?
Which was one of the best golfing experiences of my life. So it was really a lot of fun.
Played golf with a Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah, Cy Young Award winner, what? 9-time gold glove. He's been to the All-Star game numerous amount of times. Yeah, he was pitching for the Cubs that day, against the Cubs that day.
Oh, wow.
And then he got a leg, called me, and came over and played golf. So,
how did he do?
It was pretty good. So.
Were you nervous playing with him?
Absolutely not even a little bit. It was just like a normal guy, you know, just like hanging out with one of us. So,
And how did it go on? Yeah. I mean, did he just call you up or something? Because you're the, you know, the golf pro guy.
He played a couple years back, of the course, and I didn't get a chance to play with him then. And I just knew him, though, because he come in a couple times, and I talked to him a bit. He just kind of remembered me. So when I said, you know, he's like, when he called the first time to set it up, he was just like, hey, you're Kevin, right? You're there a couple years ago when Joe was there, right? And he's like, yeah. He's like, oh, I know you. He's like, what's up? So he started talking to me, and then he invited me to play with him. So he said, you know, why don't you come out and play with us tomorrow if you're not doing anything? I said, hell, I'll rearrange my schedule, no problem.
Yeah, right.
I rearranged the schedule, and we went out and played. And then he shot 75, I shot 73, and two of the other guys in our group shot pretty good, and it was just a really good day. So he's a really good golfer. He's a good player.
Fat Kev always wins.
He's playing with Greg Maddux. He couldn't let him win. No, Kev's got to win every time.
He didn't call you Fat Kev, did he?
No.
Want to cause light breaky?
It was pretty funny. We started talking about the radio show a little bit too.
What? So, Kev. Get the fuck out of here.
Fat Greg calling in.
We don't want Greg Max calling in third person.
Yeah, I would be awesome.
Here's the even better thing. At the end, when we were done playing with the round and stuff, you know, it was just like a normal guy the whole time. When we were done playing the round, I was like, you know, like a total fan, said, hey, listen, can you sign my scorecard? And he goes, yeah, no problem. So he signs the scorecard and everything like that. I got it, so I'm going to frame it and stuff. And then, And then I was over there at his car talking to him, you know, just BSing. He goes, hey, throw my number in your phone. So I now have Greg Maddux's cell phone in my phone.
That's cool.
Which is really cool.
That's cool, Greg.
Yeah. Look at you guys. You're like fucking hobnobbing with the famous.
And I can get tickets to any Padres game we ever need. So
wow.
Even when they come here. Drive back.
Nice.
So,
that's pretty cool.
Cool, man. It's pretty cool. He's a really good dude. He's gonna bring his clubs out again, and I think Ronnie Beans is coming out to play out here with me, and I think there's an outside chance that we can all play together. Me, Greg Maddux, Ronnie, and so it could be kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Ron's gonna be talking his ear off. He'll never come back to the course.
That's my problem, though. That's the only reason why I don't want Ronnie to play with him, because Ronnie won't shut the hell up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have a talk to Ron before you play with Greg Maddux.
Don't even talk. Just give him, like, some drugs to mellow him out.
Yeah, maybe,
like,
just Xanax. Yeah. Get Ronnie really wasted or something the night before so he doesn't show up. Is he there?
Call ended.
I guess
he made a dead spot.
Eh, all right.
But now Kev's all famous now.
He got on his phone with his better friends.
Yeah.
Is it now famous Kev PH?
Maybe Greg was calling in.
Yeah, right.
Gotta take this spot.
Famous Kev.
So there you go. That was Fat Kev. He played golf with Greg Maddux.
Good for him.
Three-time awesome. Cy Young Award winner.
And you're doing internet radio.
Well, you know.
Yeah, but the kid is getting named after him, so.
No, that's cool. That is so cool.
Right. Talked about the radio show a little bit.
Yeah,
I gotta hear
that?
More about that. He never mentioned that to me.
I'm surprised
he
didn't tell you
I
that.
I don't know. I think that I was think just something Kev was saying for the radio. Yeah. Oh, I'm promoting the show.
Maybe we could get Greg on the show.
I bet he talked about the radio. I'm sure he talked about the radio show.
Fat Greg.
Yeah, you know what? My family's like that. They always do that. My father goes out and he plays golf with the boys.
That's cool.
And his older boys, he's like, hey, so what do your sons do? My son's a golf pro. The other one does radio show.
And then the other person say,
yeah, he leaves out the internet part.
Yeah, right. But yeah, right, because my dad did that once. And he said it to my aunt. And she's like, what station?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't fucking know, right?
TVX.com.
And then my dad's like, he's like, yeah, she asked, like, what the, you know, I was like, oh, it's on the internet. Yeah. I'm like, I ain't giving the address.
Here's
the
Fat Kev again.
Yeah.
Hey, Kev.
What up?
You got cut off there. So you played golf with Greg Maddux. You had a good time. And Ronnie Beans, I guess, former co-host of the radio program here, might be playing with you in mid-April.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the weekend that the Padres come out to the Diamondbacks. So it's the same weekend. So Greg said he's going to bring his clubs again and he's going to come out and he might play. So if he does.
It's Greg now.
Yeah, it's Greg.
Gregers.
Kev, I think that's pretty fucking cool, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. It was a good time. I met Roger Clemens once and I got a chance to play a few holes with him once.
And you guys shot up some steroids?
And I got to tell you, the guy was a complete cock.
Yeah.
So, like, when you met him, like, you talk to the guy, he's like, you know, I was like, where the club I was at before said, you know, you had to
talk to everybody by the last name. So he had to, I went, Mr. Clemens, and he goes, no, don't call me Mr. Clemens, call me Rocket. So you knew he was Roger Clemens the whole time. Like, he was a dick. You kind of could just feel that he was kind of like that way.
I don't doubt it.
And Maddox, not even once did you ever think that this guy was, like, you know, Cy Young Award winner worth millions of dollars, and he's just like one of us. He's bullshit, and, you know, you'd hit a bad shot, he'd rag you about that. He'd hit a bad shot, and he'd act like an idiot. It was so funny.
By the way, one of our listeners in the chat room is asking, did you kill a hawk at any point during your round?
No.
Did you hear that? No. Did you hear that story about that dude, that pro golfer that killed a hawk? Or something.
Yeah, it's a rare hawk, and he's going to get sued for it or something like that, they said?
Yeah, something like that.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid, all right? Seriously, hawk, watch where you're flying.
Kev says, watch where you're flying.
Seriously.
Kev, I just want to suggest, if you and Lise, you know, after this baby comes, if you plan to have another one and it turns out to be a boy, can you just name it Fat Kev?
Just Fat Kev.
Yeah.
P-H-A-T-K-E-V.
Yeah, of course.
That's it. Well, we're going to try and do the George Foreman thing. Just name more Kierans. Kieran 1, Kieran 2, Kieran 3.
That's not a bad idea. Boost my ego a little bit, Kev.
It'll be cool. All right. I'm psyched, man.
All right, have a good time with Greg.
Yeah, we might go out party tonight. You know, we never
nice.
Know.
All right, dude, have a good time. Say hello to the fans for me.
Go, Little Dick Radio rocks.
Woo-hoo.
Peace.
All right, later.
Bye, Fat Kev.
See you. This is Fat Kev hobnobbing it with the baseball elite. There you go.
Talking about the family, talking about the radio show as I was leaving my house, I got from the dinner table. Say, I got to go. I got to get out to Northport. They go, oh, what are you doing? Doing that other radio show. And my brother goes, your underground radio network. Shut up.
Like, pump up the
That's
volume.
My brother. That's what my brother says. Your underground radio network? No.
Did you tell him to go fuck himself?
No.
You don't do that.
And I said, yeah, underground.
Nah.
Well, it is kind of underground, I guess.
You don't see
We are underground. We're literally underground.
Exactly, literally.
We are literally underground.
Yes.
Pretty,
So will my radio show be.
Nah,
podcast, whatever you want to call it.
Heidi Shit Stories.
Heidi Shit Story Radio.
Lord.
I like ClitCast, personally.
ClitCast. Mm-hmm.
That'll get your viewership.
There you go.
The listenership.
I like that.
By the way, we never get around to this
jot
bit.
That down.
We never get around to this bit we've been trying to do.
Oh, we can't do it without Josh, though, because he was part of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have no memory whatsoever.
What even bit is it?
It was a stupid book. Talk about books. Right? That was the bit you're talking
this
about?
This is probably the wrong two co-hosts to have.
Yeah, because they actually read, Kieran. He's still going to do it.
It's called Book Talk Without Reading
so
the Book.
You are so rude. Josh was so excited to do this, and now you're going to do it. He's not even here.
I wish there was a bit you couldn't
that
do without me.
Up.
You can't zap Josh's boobs.
Can't do shit stories without me.
Not for this at all, Josh.
Don't do it without Josh.
That's fucked up.
Come on, I'm going to stand up for my fellow third micer.
Don't flatter yourself. Josh isn't here, so he's not listening to the show.
True.
How do you podcast, baby.
Actually, he has family over this weekend, so he's probably busy.
But still.
I won't do it then.
Burn.
No, he wanted it. As a matter of fact, the first
I wasn't going to do it anyway.
Bullshit! Wow. He had the music all queued up and everything.
He just said it was the bit to not do the bit.
Look, he's already sensitive enough. When people start talking about missing Patrick on the message board, he's like, I get it. Everybody hates me. I stink at third mic.
Josh is very sensitive.
And then everybody has to go, no, Josh, yeah. We love you on third mic.
How could you do that to him?
No, don't go.
I offered Josh money this week.
Yeah, no.
And he wouldn't take it.
Why not?
Because he doesn't want to sleep with Kieran. I mean,
unbelievable. That's what I was
trying. Kieran's private emperor club.
I was like, Josh, can you be my fucking Ashley?
Could you be my Christian, baby?
I'll just call you Ashley Alexander.
You call me Boo.
Yeah. Right. Call me Boo. I know what you want, Josh. No?
Maybe.
All right, Joshy Josh.
I'm getting loaded.
Word.
Three beers. I should have you drink a Blithering Idiot.
That's a plus for me.
You'd be dead.
I'm a Blithering. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Blithering Idiot.
Yeah, which I highly recommend. Very good beer.
Yeah. Should we take a break and come back and do the drunk calls?
Why? You got 20 minutes left. You want? It's up to you. Yeah, I guess, yeah, we're only on break three, so might as well.
All right, send in a break, Ron. Perfect.
I will do the fucking spot right now. I am Steve-O, and this is... No, dude, I'm Steve-O, and this, and I am fucking Lunatic Radio, dude.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Rocket is even one. CEO, Rocket, and Radio Critic. Three nicknames.
And the Chops.
And the Chops. It's four. Four nicknames, man. Unbelievable. How do you keep track, Rock? Let's know.
No idea.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's what I do to you.
Call him the best color man in the business.
Matter of fact, they don't call me anything.
I'm not in the business.
I'm not even here. Matter of fact, I have no idea who I am.
I had a great audio of an anchor and a news reporter getting frisky with each other. Not sex.
Oh!
But,
this pointless sound.
What?
I'm just an idiot. I'm just an idiot.
Why?
Because I like to just make pointless sounds, because it seems like I'm actually entertained by what Kieran's talking about.
Exactly. I guess this is old audio, huh?
Why did he make that noise? I don't understand.
Oh!
He's just being ridiculous.
This is from Fox 5 News in New York, locally, and I guess there's a reporter out in trenches reporting about, some crappy landlord shit going down. Seedy landlord shit.
Yes.
Some Joe Pesci super.
Some woman on live television in her bathrobe.
And I guess the news story about the landlord doing some shady stuff kind of takes a backseat to the anchors bickering with each other and about their status with the company. Here we go.
How so?
Well, it's been being worked on for many, many, many weeks already, and there's nobody on overtime, there's nobody working on the weekends. There's a lot that could be done to have this done a lot sooner.
Steve.
I'm here every day.
Well, she lives on the first floor, and I don't see...
I care about my other neighbors.
Well, it's scheduled. It's a contracted job. We don't tell the elevator company when to work their people. They submit a schedule to us. They said they could do the elevator in 6 weeks. So all we're
I guess this lady's bitching about the there's people working on the elevator. She lives on the first floor.
There's a lot of noise going on
when the people are working on the elevator.
Riveting story.
It's not affecting her really because she lives on the first floor. That's the guy's point.
Right.
She doesn't need the elevator.
If you're a good neighbor, it affects you.
Right.
Pretty much the guy should have just said, she's a cunt. She lives on the first floor.
He should have just said that.
Stop.
We're trying to hold them to meeting their deadline. As far as working, doing elevator repairs 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, I don't see that as being a typical process. Is it a typical process to be working on?
We've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. Does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
It gets
What's
good.
That?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
We should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What did you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
Here's
Aaron Vildemillo.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
And they go
we
right to the next story. What assholes.
That's professionalism.
That's awesome. Two old veterans of the New York News getting in it.
I love the, I was your boss once. Yeah. And now look what happened.
Like response.
Now you're in some shitty apartment building.
Yeah. Bitch reporter.
And now you're man on the street.
And the old guy that was doing the on location there reporting, he just did not care.
No, of course not.
If you watched the video,
they hate each other, obviously.
If you watched the video of him interviewing the tenant there and the guy who I guess manages the building or whatever, he was just like, whatever. What? Just talk. I don't want to talk anymore. He didn't care about reporting.
No. That is a who cares kind of story.
Yeah,
it's very, very important if you live in the building.
Right, yeah. Right. But if not,
yeah, like everybody in the building's locked.
Absolutely zero consequence whatsoever.
There's 60 television sets keyed in.
But it reminds me of, you guys know that reporter Gabe Pressman?
Yes.
Sounds familiar.
Gabe Pressman. When I was a kid, I thought they were saying Gay Pressman, and I thought that he was like a representative of the gay media.
Given fashion report.
And that's it?
Took me a little while to recognize that his name was Gabe.
Yeah, all those news reporters have...
Gabe Pressman. Gay Pressman.
Sure.
Men of the press.
So
gay guys.
You gay was his name or his title?
No. I thought he was... we were hearing from,
A gay Pressman.
Gay Pressman.
They always have those news...
sounding names. You know what I mean? Like Gabe Pressman, mm-hmm. like he's pressing the newspapers,
right.
Or like the weather guy Stormfield.
Oh, yeah, what's up with that?
I still got a kick out of Sam Champion.
Still got Mr. G. Mr. G.
They always that sounds like a pizza guy, really. But they always have like the
Sam
news.
Champion.
Yeah,
what about Pat Battle?
Pat Battle, that fucking rhino of a woman.
Timmy Typewriter, you know what I mean? They always have these fucking names.
Yeah, like Matt Lauer.
Yeah, what's up with that?
He's on Fox. Fuck you.
You're the best.
But you know what I mean, you know? They always have these fucking...
Yeah, like Jill McLeany, like...
Yeah, she sounds like a traffic reporter for CW11.
She sounds like she could take a good cock, that's what I thought. Oh,
a good cock.
A good cock. Ooh, as compared to bad cock.
She draws the line to bad.
Good cock, bad cock.
Yeah. That was fun. Oh, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, because it made you look good.
That's right. That's
a good line because it made you look good. Reverse it, Heidi. Reverse that line.
Good cock, bad cock.
Asshole. Won't go with the joke.
You didn't go. Didn't work.
I did go with the joke.
You know what? Your chops are funnier than you are.
Actually, a lot of people think that. He's pointing. Don't point your finger.
I made funny.
I farted.
Oh, it's funny, though. Good cock, bad cock. Because we always do the good cop, bad cop thing. That was good. See, Heidi's professional.
Every
She's
once
good.
In a while. Something.
That she is, and she'll be coming out with a new radio program soon.
That's right.
So, yes. Maybe I'll call it good cock, bad cock.
Whoa, that might...
Yeah, and rate the guys you bang throughout the week.
That makes me sound like a whore.
No, but you don't get paid.
Right.
And it's all about those ratings.
And you guys will be my first, too.
What?
Same time.
I better be first.
Same time.
Wait a minute.
You're second in line, bub.
Eh, whatever. I'll just use other holes, Rock.
He's just happy.
We weren't talking about anything like that, Kieran.
Oh.
He's just happy to be in line.
Kieran, that's just wrong and out of line, Kieran.
Oh.
It's not going to be based on sex. It's going to be based on photographs.
We're doing all inside jokes right now.
This sucks. Let's just do the spring. Let's do the spring training bit again. Just completely lose everyone.
Just Jim coming in. Joey Newsman.
Joey Newsman.
I believe he's out of
exactly.
Ohio.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think he's Andy Analogy's cousin.
Andy Analogy.
Drunkle Hotline 206-202 Loon. That's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out, get hammered, and call in and leave us drunken, rambling messages. Here's the first one from Chach McLaren.
Chach!
From Maine, I believe.
Ooh. Yo.
Yeah.
It's Chach McLaren.
Chach.
And yo, Karen, I love that spring training thing with the chicks. That shit is fantastic. But I'm going to take it football style. Ooh. Because I run a combine. I bring all the girls, run through them 15-minute drills.
That's not bad.
Bring them in for an interview, pat them on the ass, and send them on the way. And then I draft a few in April. But I tell you what, Karen, Rocket, and all the lunatic radio fucking listeners, everybody owes me a thank you. Because since I fired Rich Mahogany from the drunk call hotline,
Word.
He hasn't called in.
Mm. Yay.
And you know what?
Thank you.
Fucking wonderful. So, y'all take it easy, and I will catch you another time. Peace.
That's awesome.
Peace.
The war is still going on.
There you go. He has his own little football thing going on.
That was good.
I like it.
I like that. Yes. Drafting and then picking a couple players in April.
Football.
Wow.
I want to hear Rich Mahogany, though, come back.
He'll come back in blazing, I'm sure.
Well, he'll come back. Blazing is a relative term for Rich. He'll come back
way,
like,
maybe
out of breath, maybe.
Thanks for firing Rich Mahogany. Yeah, there you go. Here is Chach again.
Yo. Yeah. Chach McLaren again. And I thought I'd fill you guys in on a funny story that happened tonight. This is my buddy's birthday, 33rd.
Get on your laughing hats.
We got drunk playing beer pong, and then we went out. Well, he talked some girl into coming back with him, and it's me, him, another buddy, and this girl in a cab ride. Well, by the time we get back to the house, he fucking pukes all over this girl. Like, I'm talking shirts, fucking chunky.
Oh.
Fucking pants are chunky. Smells like fucking ugh. So
smells like
he just goes to his room, and I think he's thrown up all in that too, because it smells like ass. No, it smells like fucking stomach acid. But my other buddy, this girl just hops in the shower, says, I gotta take a shower, I got a few calls over me. So she hops in there, and then my boy gives her a couple clothes, and then he fucking breaks her in his room, bangs at her, said to my other buddy, because he's too drunk, peeked all over. So basically, my buddy banged a puke on chick tonight. More power to him. Thought I'd share that. Peace.
Oh, she showered.
Yeah, but she showered off. Yeah. So, whatever.
So there you go.
Good for your buddy that banged her.
I believe Race Car Johnny's going to be calling into the radio program.
Really?
Very today?
Shortly, yeah.
Oh, great. Here's, I thought he found like another show to...
I was already done.
Here's Hambone, everybody. Drunkle Hotline.
You mean we got to talk more?
What's up, fuckers?
I'm hungry.
This is Hambone.
Yeah, this is the diner.
I just wanted to call and let y'all know I haven't listened to the show a lot here recently, but I've got to admit, man, y'all are fucking putting some gay-ass shit on the fucking radio, you know? I mean, it's like, you know, fuck, why listen? It's like some
fags.
Gay. Get some more porn stars or something on.
Oh.
Well, we did last week.
Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah, but then you took your hammer out with two guys in the room.
That's true.
That was Cameron's idea.
Some more cool shit.
Of course.
Y'all are putting some gay shit on radio. Other than that, fuck y'all. I'll holler at y'all later.
I love how he says, other than that, fuck y'all.
That guy was legit drunk.
Hambone. You know, whatever.
That's good, though.
You know what? We, Rock and I are being strategic with what we talk about on the radio program because we got to appeal to all sorts of demographics.
Right.
And just
guys
lately,
sold out.
We've been going with the gay guys.
Yeah.
A lot of gay guys out there. It's like the new trend thing to be sucking some dick.
Yeah.
Not sellouts. Like Rock and I are going into it, but, you know, we got to...
So you're gay for pay is what you're saying.
And now we're going to turn tables and we're going to be going for the black people. So starting next Sunday, we'll be spinning hits, Hot 97 blazing, pop and R&B. So fuck yourself, Hambone. When it comes around to the redneck stuff, I'm sure you'll be listening. So
love the cable guy. We're doing cable guy bits for you.
Right.
Talk about
NASCAR.
Yeah.
Moonshine.
Talk about truckers.
Your time will come.
Yeah. Don't worry. About August. We'll see you then, fella. I believe Race Car Johnny is going to call in.
Well,
did I say that?
I think you did.
Race Car Johnny, who is, I don't know why so late.
He had another radio.
Probably doesn't know when we do our show.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, no one does.
Keeps changing.
5 to 8 on Sunday nights.
Used to be Mondays. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember Mondays.
I remember Mondays. It was good times.
Yeah. Mondays were nice.
Yeah.
Sundays. But this is nice.
Yeah, I'll reply to him right now.
Why?
Question mark. I don't know. We'll see if he just...
Tell him to call
in. Why don't you just come in next week?
Mondays, 9 to 12.
Yeah, when you guys actually...
I don't have to work overtime. I'm not getting paid for it. I don't know. Well,
hold on.
Tell him to call into channel 202.
I'm telling him to call in now. Hold on. Let's see how long it takes
call
him to call
in. Call
in
now. Show's over.
Right.
I thought he found a show that was like... actually less popular like than him to...
NASCAR podcast. let's see if Race Car will call in right now. There we go. All right, we're wrapping up the show. It is bonus time, people.
Yeah.
8:02.
Don't forget, listen to us live Sunday nights, 5 to 8, and you broadcast player.
Wait.
You broadcast.
Unless you have a match, in which case, you're shit out of luck.
Right now, you're shit out of luck. And then we have a chat room and the whole nine yards. Even though everyone's complaining about it, it will get better in time. But
good call, Simon.
What happened?
The Cal Ripken of the Drunkle Hotline, Two Stone Mike called in.
I mean, here you are.
Yeah.
I felt incomplete.
I know. I love Two Stone Mike.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio?
Oh, cringe coming in, Rocket. You suck.
Mike. Great.
Calling in once again, obliterated as usual. Fucking Lunatic Radio is. Created a fucking alcoholic here in Tucson, like, you know, making sure that he calls up every week.
Cringe checking in. Rich Mahogany.
The only time I'm ever going to... Oh, God. The only time I'm ever going to call is if I'm drunk. It's a drunk call hotline. You can't fucking, you know, can't call in all sober and shit, you know? I mean, it just defeats the purpose of the drunk call hotline.
True.
I'm grateful that he's finally figuring out the Drunkle Hotline.
Good.
newcomers out there, drunk old hotline is, a way to fucking express yourself all drunk.
Promote.
And just say shit.
Represent.
Ramble. Ramble on about crap, architecture and shit,
Are you getting the letters?
Whatever the hell, whatever floats your boat, Anyway, yeah, obliterated as fuck as usual. To continue on, the last segment of the spring training.
What spring training?
We had an invite come to camp.
By the way, is Heidi in your camp?
We had a private meeting.
Is Heidi in your camp?
First of all, the spring training
immediately, cut.
Oh, what's that?
The spring training bit never used names.
Yeah, player number 9.
You are insane. You need help, sir.
I'll say it. Heidi's in my camp.
Wow, you are insane.
Yo, what up, Lunatic?
I'm on the radio. I can be. It's Lunatic Radio.
Hence
the name.
Right.
Asshole.
Calling in once again, obliterated as fuck.
Do I have to go back to this fucking...
Oh,
hold on.
I want her in my camp then. I'm in the major league.
Wait. Whose camp does Heidi want to be in?
Created a fucking alcoholic here in Tucson, making sure that he calls up every week.
Oh, hold on.
She wants to play in the Negro Leagues.
Oh, man. Is that sponsored by Bodog.net?
What? We had to immediately, cut him, send him back down to the minors. But they're still in the minors, man. They're still in the wings.
Hold on. You can have one can. I'll have the other one.
All right. That's a deal.
I want the right can, though.
Okay.
Do you have anything to say about this?
How about you can have my ass?
I heard the left one has a higher slugging percentage.
Praise God, John.
The southpaw.
Hold on.
What are you doing? Karen, stop. Forget it. He'll call in next week. This is obnoxious. For a guy who thought last week's show lacked stuff, he's sitting here during the show texting Race Carjani when he could just call us next week.
Maybe a few years, he might call you up, he might not.
Back to
you're there. Just wait. Chill out. Enjoy your time. Enjoy the freedom. Because Two Stone Mike's fucking free training is hardcore. Rigorous workouts. Yeah, the rigorous workout of, my eyes wandering. It's wonderful.
All right, hello, who's
Ray
this?
Kit and Two Stones.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
What up?
Let me guess who this is.
It's Fagness.
Damn it. Take my job. I got no point to the show.
Hey, Race Car, what's going on?
Nothing. What are you guys up to? Besides doing a show.
We're doing a radio show, and
love Johnny.
Since you're calling in, if you have something to add to the radio program, go ahead, sir.
We just need a weather report, please.
You guys just want a weather report?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's fucking cold where I'm at.
Where are you at?
It's extremely fucking cold, and there's a lot of darfs around us.
A lot of what?
A dust?
Darfs. Darf is an acronym for dumbass race fans.
Oh, what race are you at this week, race car, Johnny?
As opposed to the intelligent racing community?
Motor Speedway.
And how'd the race go?
It went pretty good.
Quickly?
The team that I pull for, all their cars finished 1, 2, 3, so that's good stuff.
Congratulations, sir.
Wow, all right.
So what's the topic of discussion tonight?
Nothing. We were really just doing the drunk call hotline and ready to wrap up the radio program.
Oh, so it's so early?
Wait. We'll give you a little tidbit to riff on. Ooh. What about that Elliot Spitzer and his hooker? Exactly.
He's not in New York.
Love Race Car Johnny.
Did you hear about the governor of New York and his hooker, Race Car Johnny?
Yes, I did. We had one of those in North Carolina got caught with a hooker.
But that's normal.
I think it's kind of funny.
All right, Race Car, are you having fun on the tour, this sprint cellular phone tour, whatever you're on?
See, Sprint Experience. I know it's your favorite phone company. You cry, baby.
Yeah.
Johnny knows.
Wait. Johnny race knows. Race car.
Do you know that that company fucks me on a monthly basis, but they pay you loads of cash?
Yeah, you're paying for Johnny's. You're paying Johnny's.
Johnny,
paycheck.
I think I'm paying your salary.
You are. That's great. Bring out your checkbook, Karen McCann.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It seems like you get a raise every month.
And your bill keeps going higher and higher. There's going to be a line in the bill. Race car Johnny.
New York State surcharge, federal surcharge, race car Johnny surcharge.
Go ahead.
That's right. There's the race car Johnny roaming charge also.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that one all the time. Asshole. All right.
Hey, race car, I got one quick question.
Oh, God.
Do you ever get your truck?
Yes, I did. Whoa. Yes, I did.
Did you sell it?
A $45,000 truck.
Nice. What the? Man, he is living hardcore.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck? I didn't even have to work this year. I just sell it and don't even have to work.
This is fantastic.
Actually, though, if you sold it, it would only be like $22,000, which is not really enough to live on.
No, it's a nice truck. I'll have to throw a picture on the website. They actually did me pretty good.
Do you have the Lunatic Radio bumper sticker on it?
Of course not.
Yeah, you got to send me one. Everybody else gets one except me.
You don't have it if we have to send you one.
It's not in the budget because I'm paying your fucking salary.
Oh,
how about you send me a couple cell phones or some shit?
I, you know what? I could probably work that out. Yeah. I could probably make that happen.
I don't want no NASCAR logo on it, though.
No, it's going to have a picture of me.
Yeah. Yeah. With a little caption.
It's
going to
have a picture of me on it.
That'll be the wallpaper on the phone.
Just his ass.
The dick phone.
Is that
phone.
A threat?
Dick phone.
All right.
So, real quick. So, how about I try to get you and Rocket tickets to the Watkins Glen race, and you guys fucking come and watch the Redneck Roundy Round?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
Hell
do
yeah.
it. Yeah, hook it up.
That's August, right? Late August?
I think so.
Yeah, man. Oh, that'd be fucking awesome. We'll take the trip.
We'll have a busy month, but we'll do it.
Send them extra seats so they can bring their sisters.
I'm going to work on it. You guys keep in touch. I'll keep in touch with you guys. And once again, you guys are my favorite radio station ever.
Okay, favorite station,
we'll
you
try.
Guys.
Are we playing the hits? Race car, just say we're playing the hits.
I don't care.
Exactly. Right,
whatever, dude.
You're the best.
Have fun on Sprint Nextel Cup Tour or whatever you're on. And say hello to drivers for us. And bang some chicks, for Christ's sake.
Definitely will. You guys take care.
Later.
All right.
Later,
goodbye.
Later.
All right.
He's going to have fun on your dime.
I am paying that guy's fucking salary.
That's hilarious.
Is he still with his girlfriend?
Probably.
Way to go, Karen. Just causing more problems.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's get back to you.
Continue on the good old Patrick Shawave.
Oh, Patrick. Shawave.
Oh, we're talking about Patrick now?
Is it Richard Patrick or Patrick Patrick?
Patty Balls.
I guess we'll find out. Here, hold on.
Patty Salt.
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze.
So. Anyway, yeah, that guy. You guys were mentioning this guy having some type of cancer. It's unbeatable. Yes. Mm. You were mentioning all kinds of movies that he was in. I think he was in Point Break.
Yep.
Yeah,
he sure was.
Sure was.
That was also a kick-ass movie, and you might want to think about that one because it was kind of fun. And to bring up one other thing, on what was for me last week's show, you were mentioning St. Patrick's Day. I think that's going to be this week's show, so you're a little bit early. Is that a bit? I don't know. Did I miss something?
Yeah, I mentioned something.
I thought it was the 17th, which would be
a lot of show prep.
The day after your show of
Merry Christmas, everybody.
This may or may not air, you know, depending on the quality of Tucson Mike's drunk call.
Happy Halloween.
Or my drunk call, either way, you know.
You asked for this, Simon.
Speaking in third person,
I'm
first
enjoying
person,
it.
Person of the day, whatever.
You said 3:30.
Anyway, have fun. I'll kill the show for you later.
Thank you.
Thanks for killing it.
Thank you.
All right, there was Two Stone Mike, everybody. And I believe that wraps up the LunaticRadio.com show for this week.
When that truck driver gets to the 08 shows, he's going to be like, This guy's still fucking calling in.
That was nice.
Go.
That was nice.
Kid. That was too
nice. Stupid. Nice ad there.
He is the Cal Ripken of the Drunk Old Hotline.
Sure is.
I feel complete now.
Me too.
This was fun. This was nice.
Yes. Radio Cancer? Question mark.
People, big head. Was the highlight for me this week.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you for shocking my nipples with the dog collar.
You're welcome. Do it any time for you, baby.
Thank you for shocking me with your nipples. We look forward to the Heidi Radio program.
Yes.
That is soon to be titled.
Yes.
I'll let you know. Keep you posted.
How about shocking my nipples?
Cult Wacky Radio.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you guys for
supporting
me.
His Brett Favre. Packers jersey.
It's a collector's item.
Collector's item. Thank you, Rock.
Thank you, Kieran.
Thank you, Sideburns. No.
I think the right one did a much better job than the left today.
I think it did.
Wah, wah, wah.
Go out and make your spring training rosters, you single guys out there.
Yeah.
Wait, brackets of booty. Oh, by the way, did we find out who's in the NCAA tournament?
Is Gonzaga in? What about the Manhattan Jaspers? Is Utah in?
I don't know. Now this is like the point of the year where you actually become a college basketball fan for like 2 weeks. The season's been going on since what? Fucking June? And
North
now we all know.
Carolina in? How about Stanford University?
Is Oswego State the number one seeds are?
Oswego State is way in there.
Oswego State slide in the play-in?
How about Nassau Community? Did they make it in?
I don't think they make it into the NCAA.
How about SBA? Did they qualify this year?
They may not play well, but they got great-looking outfits. By the way, tune in next week, everybody. We'll have more fun stuff going on the show.
More good cock, bad cock.
It's a good fucking teaser right there.
Tune in next week. We'll do things.
Yeah. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA, that's 206-202-5666, everybody. Hit us up during the week if
Definitely.
You're out there getting hammered.
It fills up time during our show.
So here are the number one seeds for the men's NCAA basketball tournament. UNC out of the East region. Memphis out of the South region. Kentucky out of the Midwest.
Which one's Jesse Jean?
And I believe UCLA out of the West. So there you go. Those are your number one seeds for the men's NCAA basketball tournament. 2008, everybody. And I'm just looking to see if WVU made the bracket. And they are. They're in the West region.
Great.
Number seven seed. And they're facing either the University of Arizona. I don't know, in the first round. Oh, and then they have to play Duke if they win.
Oh,
so fuck you, you cocksucking dicks who made the fucking brackets. Go fuck yourselves with your old white dicks, you scumbags.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
How do you get the last word?
Thanks for having me and my nipples on the Lunatic Radio Show. My ass is in Kieran's camp. Thank you.
Right. What does Rocky got?
He's got the pussy.
Why do I get the S?
I figure it fits better.